one in a thriller last night, and the Threshers hope to reverse that today. Top of the first inning's coming up, so we'll take a look at the Tampa Tarpons lineup for tonight's contest. The designated hitter, Emmanuel Tejeda, is the leadoff man at the DH spot. George Lombard Jr. is hitting second at second base. Roderick Arias moves down to the third spot, and Dylan Hasso in the cleanup role for the Tarpons. Jackson Castillo is the center fielder. He'll bat fifth. Hans Montero batting sixth. Willie Montero, no relation, will bat seventh. Kobe Morales, eighth. And Tomas Frick returns as the catcher to bat ninth for the Tarpons. The Threshers' defense is as follows. Pretty similar setup to last night, with a big change at shortstop. Bryson Ware playing at short for the Threshers, next to Nico Pauaka-Grego over at third. Devin Saltabon at second, and Keaton Anthony, the first baseman. Pierce Bennett is in left field, Avery Owusu-Asidu in center, and Raylan Heredia, the right fielder, with Lou Albrecht making his second start as catcher today as the battery mate of Micah Ottenbright, who will make his 10th start of the season, comes in with a 2-3 record and a 4.78 ERA. And he is coming off of a couple of his best outings for the Threshers as the sinking fastball is taken for ball one by Emmanuel Tejeda. 1-0 is the count in the top of the first. The pitch from Ottenbright fouled back. It's 1-1. Ottenbright, in his last start, allowed 2 runs in 5 2/3 innings against Bradenton a week ago today for his second win of the season. 2-3 is his record in 43 1/3 for the Threshers. He has an ERA of 4.78. Sinking fastball misses for ball number two. His second game against the Tarpons, and Tampa got to him when he visited the Tarpons back on May the 7th. 2-1 pitch, fastball to the outside corner, count 2-2. Ottenbright, a four-pitch mix, curveball, slider, changeup, and a fastball that can get up to 95 miles an hour. He shakes off his catcher, now locks and loads the 2-2. Slider taken the other way by Tejeda. It's a base hit into right field on a looping fly ball. The Tarpons get a leadoff knock to start the first inning. So Ottenbright gave up 6 runs on 7 hits in his last start against the Tarpons. And Emmanuel Tejeda starts off with a single, and certainly not the best ball. Good curveball from Ottenbright, but just flicked his bat at it. And the jam shot single starts off the game for the Tampa Tarpons. That'll bring up George Lombard Jr., first round pick of the Yankees in last year's draft. And Ottenbright deals, runner goes, pitch misses, throw not in time to second, and it's a stolen base for Emmanuel Tejeda. 1-0 count to George Lombard Jr., high school drafted second baseman who can also play shortstop, as take another look at the steal. Just a great jump by Tejeda, ambushing Ottenbright on the first pitch steal. So 1-0 count to George Lombard Jr., runner on second with no one out, as the Tarpons look to start off the scoring with a man in scoring position. Lombard hits a liner right at Bennett in left field. He makes the play off a bounce to keep Tejeda at third base. And back-to-back singles start off the night for the Tampa Tarpons, with Lombard getting aboard on a liner over to left field. It was a lot tougher in the first inning yesterday to get hits. Braden Tucker struck out 2 in the first. Ottenbright not likely to be an opener, but he's allowed 2 hits in 2 at-bats for the Tarpons so far. The umpiring crew tonight, Dylan Reeves is behind home plate. Caleb George is the bases umpire, currently situated behind the pitcher towards the second base side. Now Roderick Arias is up to the plate. 32 ribbies on the season for him, puts him in third in the Florida State League. First pitch to Roderick, fastball up and in, and it's a 1-0 count. Runners on the corners, Tejeda on third, Lombard on first. Still no one out, and a 1-0 count to Arias in the top of the first inning. Ottenbright deals, fastball upstairs, in for a called strike, count evens at 1-1. Ottenbright has only been used as a starter since joining the Threshers in 2022. He had a couple of relief appearances in his earlier season in the Complex League, but his last 13, now 14 appearances in the minors have been as a starter. 1-1. Fastball hammered, base hit into right field, and a run scores. Three straight singles for the Tarpons as Heredia goes straight to third on the cutoff. RBI number 33 for Roderick Rios, and it's 1-0 Tampa, who have started off with three straight singles off of Micah Ottenbrun. Guy who can pitch to contact, and sometimes that can come back to bite you when the Tarpons have been able to get on just about anything over the plate against the Threshers this series. Now Dylan Hasso coming up to the plate. Came into the game tied with Roderick Rios for fourth in the Florida State League in RBIs. Now he is fifth with 32 as Rios drove in his 33rd run of the year. Curveball in for a called strike. It's an 0-1 count to Dylan Hasso. Six home runs, which also leads the Tarpons, and is tied him in seventh with Devin Saltabon and Shalene Polanco for the league lead. And 32 RBIs has him in fifth. 0-1, popped foul. It's 0-2, back-to-back curveballs from Ottenbright. On second is Lombard. On first is Arias. Still no one out in the first, but an 0-2 count on Dylan Hasso. 1-0 lead for the Tarpons. Their first three batters reach with a single, and now Hasso, their cleanup man, up with an 0-2 count. 256 hitter on the season as Ottenbright scans the base runners, looks over at second base. Runners go. Pitch popped high and foul, and the double steal will have to wait. George Lombard will head back to second. Roderick Rios back to first. And the count stays 0-2 to Dylan Hasso. Hasso also fourth in the Florida State League with 89 total bases, leads the Tarpons with now seven more than Roderick Rios after his RBI single. Nothing into the count to Hasso. Two on, nobody out. Pitch from Ottenbright is hit high and deep out to left field. Bennett goes back to the warning track, and that ball's off the wall. Bennett picks it up off the bounce, throws into the cutoff man as the runner comes around third. A low throw from where? Not in time. And it's a two RBI double by Dylan Hasso. Very close play at home plate. And the Tarpons' first four batters have all recorded a hit. And three runs already across here in the top of the first inning. And we'll just see how close this was from Dylan Hasso as Bennett made a nice play to even get a play home against Arias. Close call, but it looked like Roderick was safe. So a two RBI double for Dylan Hasso as Ottenbright will be met at the mound by Gustavo Armas and Lou Albrecht, playing his second game of the season for the Threshers. First mound visit of the game. Two finals in the Phillies system, but right now this is the only active game for members of the Phillies organization. DSL Phillies White took down the Mets Orange 8-5 on the road to improve to 2-4 on the DSL season. And Lehigh Valley took down the Syracuse Mets 5-3. Tyler Gilbert getting the win. Max Lazar getting the save for the Iron Pigs. Jersey Shore Blue Claws send Gene Cabrera to the bump at 7:05. They look to push their first place lead in the South Atlantic League North and get a win over the Wilmington Blue Rocks. And Lachlan Wells starts for the Reading Fightin' Phils at about 7 o'clock as they are at home against the Portland Sea Dogs this week. Curveball in for a called strike to Jackson Castillo. 0-1 the count, 3-0 the lead for the Tarpons with Hasso on second. Threshers have not lost more than three consecutive games so far this season, but Tampa, with four hits in the first four batters of the game, has made that road a more difficult one already tonight. 1-1 to Castillo. Back-to-back fastballs from Ottenbright have an even 1-1 count. Jackson has four homers and 14 ribbies on the season. So the 1-1. Curveball just missing outside. It's a 2-1 count. Ottenbright has already thrown 17 pitches, 11 for strikes, but the Tarpons have been able to connect on the majority of his pitches so far. 2-1 the count from Ottenbright. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs, and the count evens at 2-2 to Jackson Castilla. He was the center fielder and cleanup man yesterday for the Tampa Tarpons, walking twice and going 0-4 in his final four at-bats with two strikeouts and two groundouts. Ottenbright trying to get the first out of this first inning with three runs already across for the Tarpons and a man on second base. Micah Ottenbright sets. A glance over at second. Three on the pitch clock. He deals. Fastball cut on and missed. And that's the first out of the first inning. Jackson Castillo goes down on strikes. And Micah Ottenbright with a massive strikeout for his first of the day to stop the bleeding after the first four batters reach for Tampa. A breaking ball in the upper part of the zone. Got the swinging strike three. 44th strikeout of the season for Ottenbright, 52nd of his career, and 48th as a Clearwater Thresher. So one out now in the first inning. Curveball in for a called strike to Hans Montero, who started off with an 0-1 count. One out and a man on second base. That's Dylan Hasso on the Keystone sack, being held on by Devin Saltaban, the Thresher's second baseman. 0-1 now to Hans Montero. As Ottenbright, with one on the pitch clock, deals. Fastball popped up in foul territory. Anthony going back towards the netting. That ball's out of play, and the count drops to 0-2. Lou Albrecht back behind the plate for the Threshers. Only one start for Clearwater this season. He spent most of the year on the development list. Now an 0-2 count to Hans Montero, who has two homers and seven ribbies this year. 0-2 hit on the ground towards third, but it's picked up in foul territory by Nico Poaker-Grego. Count stays at 0-2 to Hans Montero with Dylan Hasso on the second base bag. So nothing into the count. One out, 3-0 already in the first in favor of the Tarpons. 0-2 pitch. Fastball upstairs. It's 1-2. And the Threshers have another game with most of the Florida State League being postponed. A Lakeland and Fort Myers doubleheader was postponed. One to tomorrow. One to Saturday. And St. Lucie and Jupiter will be made up in a doubleheader tomorrow as well. As the next pitch, called strike three. Curveball outside and at the knees. And Micah Ottenbright has settled down after allowing four hits to start off the frame. Back-to-back punch outs for Micah, and it's his breaking stuff that is avoiding the bats. And a curveball upstairs is a tough pitch if you're a hitter because you think it's going to be too high, and by the time it's in the zone, it's too late. Two gone and a man on second. Willie Montero now up to the plate for the Tarpons. First pitch hit on the ground right to Anthony, who picked it up on a hop, tags the bag at first, and mercifully ends the first inning of the ball game. Three runs on four hits, no errors, one man left for the Tarpons, and they lead 3-0 with the Threshers coming up to bat next.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club.
Alrighty then. Bottom of the first inning, Clearwater Threshers down 3-0 already, but they've got a formidable lineup to try and take down the Tampa Tarpons tonight. Pierce Bennett is the leadoff man for Clearwater in left field. The DH Jordan Viers batting second for the second straight night. Devin Saltaban moved into the three hole for Clearwater with Keaton Anthony on an absolute tear right now batting cleanup. Nico Poaker-Grego will hit fifth. Raylan Heredia sixth. Bryson Ware, the shortstop, batting seventh. And for the first time in about 2 months, Lou Albrecht is back in the Threshers order. He'll bat eighth. Avery Owusu-Asiedu will round out the Threshers' order in the number nine spot. The defense for the Tampa Tarpons has Dylan Hasso over at first base, George Lombard Jr. at second, Roger Garrios at short, and Hans Montero at third. In the outfield, Kobe Morales is in left field for Tampa, Jackson Castillo in center, and Willie Montero in right with Tomas Frick serving as the battery mate. For tonight's starter, Ryan Harvey, 2-4 record with a 6.15 ERA for the Tampa Tarpons. And this is not the first time he has seen the Clearwater Threshers this season. And they're hoping they can do what they did to him the last time the Threshers were in Tampa, as Bennett swings and foul tips a fastball for strike one. Harvey started a game against the Threshers and took a loss after not getting out of the first inning against the Threshers, as Bennett hits a sharp line drive up the middle, but it's picked up on a pair of hops by George Lombard, who sends it to first for out number one. So Harvey, in his second game against the Threshers, in his first game, he walked three, allowed four runs on two hits in two-thirds of an inning. Already off to a better start as Bennett bounced out to start off the first. Now Jordan Viers will come up to the plate to try and start the party for the Threshers. Three runs on four hits for the Tarpons in the first inning. And Clearwater is going to need to get some kind of runs starting so they don't have to wait until the ninth inning to score another seven runs. Field coaches for the Threshers, J.R. Murphy, player development instructor, is at first. Michael Jones at third as Viers lines out to the center fielder, Jackson Castillo, for the second out in the first inning. So two quick outs for the Tarpons, and Ryan Harvey on the verge of completing the first inning against the Threshers for the first time this season. I'll bring up Devin Saltabon, who went 0-4 last night, but on the season he has six homers and 26 RBIs. First pitch to Saltabon's a fastball low. It's 1-0. Harvey, the right-hander, deals. Saltabon fouls back a fastball, and it's 1-1. Saltabon, in his second year as a pro after beginning in the MLB Draft League after graduating Hilo High School. In Hawaii, playing 10 games in the Florida's Complex League after the Phillies picked him the third round. Slider grounded foul. Count drops to 1-2 for the Threshers' second baseman, who was an outfielder in high school. Even in the MLB Draft League, played 9 of his 11 games in the outfield for the West Virginia Black Bears. And then the Phillies informed him that they were drafting him as an infielder. Played 5 games at shortstop in the Complex League last year. And every time in the field, he's been in the field for the Threshers this season, he's been at second base. 1-2 to Saltabon, slider outside, count even at 2-2. And this year, Saltabon hitting .215 and is second on the team with 6 homers and 26 RBIs, has been successful in 10 of 10 base stealing attempts. He won't get the chance to get on base as he swings and misses at the high fastball. Threshers go down in order in the first inning. 3-0 Tarpons as we head to the second here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. We're also at Threshers on Twitter, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram and Threads, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok. So plenty of ways to get some Threshers content on social media. Top of the second inning, 3-0 Tarpons, and Micah Odenbright settled down with two Ks after four hits, started off the first inning. He sends a sinking fastball in for a called strike to Kobe Morales, number 8 hitter in the Tarpons lineup in left field tonight. Odenbright now sends in the 0-1. Curveball floats in for a called strike 2, and it's no 2 count to Kobe Morales. He was at first base yesterday, stole a base, and went 1-for-5 with a pair of strikeouts and 2 groundouts. 3-0 the lead for the Tarpons. All 4 of their hits in the first, and Morales leading off the second against Odenbright. 0-2. Just got a piece of it. Slices the sinker foul, and it stays 0-2 with the ball going back to the backstop. It'll be Morales, Frick, and Tejeda to start off the second inning for the Tarpons. 0-2 again to Morales. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Curveball just drops off the map from Odenbright, and he has struck out 3 of the last 4 batters for Clearwater. Take another look at the replay. Back-to-back curves from Odenbright, and this one works. Morales couldn't touch it as Micah picks up his 3rd strikeout of the day. So one gone in the second, and Tomas Frick, the number 9 hitter for the Tarpons, awaits the first pitch, a fastball outside from Odenbright. It's 1-0. Frick, the catcher and 8 hitter last night, was 0-for-1, walked 3 times, and was hit by a pitch, scoring twice. 1-0. Fastball outside, it's 2-0. Infield, a slight righty shift for Tomas Frick with Bryson Ware at short, playing with his heels on the edge of the infield, on the edge of the outfield grass. Sinking fastball in for a called strike. It's a 2-1 count to Frick. Threshers without a run or a hit so far. 3 runs on 4 hits for the Tarpons with 1 out in the second. 2-1 outside on the curve. It's 3-1. Three balls, 1 strike the count. Odenbright in the windup on the first base side of the rubber. Deals 3-1s and, excuse me, check swing grounder back to the pitcher. Odenbright picks it up, sends it to first in time for the second out. And a nice break for the Threshers there as Frick tried to hold up his swing but ended up bouncing out for the second out of the inning. 2 gone in the second. The leadoff man back up for the Tarpons, Emmanuel Tejeda, who singled, stole a base, and scored in the first inning. He came home on the Roderick Arias single before an out was recorded. Now there are 2 outs in the second as Tejeda pops up a fastball foul and makes it 0-1. Rain expected tonight, but certainly doesn't look like rain will be coming anytime soon as Odenbright sends the fastball upstairs to even the count at 1-1. Beautiful day here in Clearwater with some light clouds surrounding the lower part of the sky around the outfield, but mostly blue skies here at BayCare Ballpark. 1-1. Curveball gets him. Might have hit the back of the helmet of Emmanuel Tejeda, but it definitely got him as Tejeda will head to first as the first base runner of inning number 2. So he has now reached twice, single and hit by pitch, and because the ball caught the back of his helmet, the athletic trainer will come out for the Tampa Tarpons. Trainer Jordan Gastola quickly returning to the Tarpons dugout with Tejeda now joining Caden Hediger and his manager James Cooper on first base. So, 2 gone, a man on first for George Lombard. He's hitting .337 this year with a homer and 15 RBIs. Short season for him. He had a great start to the year before he got injured back in April. First pitch to Lombard, slider outside, and it's 1-0. He singled on the second pitch he saw in the first inning, scoring on the 2-RBI double by Dylan Hasso. So a 1-0 count to Lombard, who has missed some time due to injuries, but he has driven in 16 on the year. Short leadoff first for Tejeda. He already has a steal today as the fastball whizzes upstairs. It's 2-0 as Lombard keeps the bat rested on his shoulder. Two balls, no strikes, two outs here in the top of the second inning. As Onbright sets from the center of the rubber and deals. Fastball hit in the air out to left center field. That's going to drop in front of Owusu-Asidu for a base hit. Two hits looking similar for George Lombard. Nice line drives off the bat. And that's the fifth hit of the day allowed by Onbright. And two on with two outs here in the second inning. And Lombard showing why the Yankees picked him high in the draft last year. Took a ball down the middle, lined it straight up to center field. He is 2-for-2. Now Roderick Arias coming up to the plate as Lou Albrecht sending out the signals to his infield with two on and two outs in the top of the second. Pitch number 40 will start off the at-bat to Roderick Arias, 26 over for strikes for Micah Ottenbright. On second is Tejeda, first is Lombard, and the first pitch to Roderick Arias is a sinker low to make it a 1-0 count. He drove in the first run of the game in the first and scored the third for the Tarpons. As the number three hitter, switch hitting Arias, starting as the Yankees' number four prospect, according to MLB.com. Hard grounder foul down the first baseline. It's 1-1 as Roderick Arias exchanging a laugh with his manager, who he almost hit with a ground ball foul. One ball, one strikes, two outs. Lombard on first, Tejeda on second. So two on with two outs in the second inning for the Tarpons, who lead the Threshers 3-0. Onbright is set. First base side of the rubber. Ball loaded in his bright blue glove as he deals. Curveball just missing inside. It's 2-1. Tarpons trying to double steal during a foul ball in the last inning. And we'll see if they try it again. They've certainly been threatening for the entire at-bat as a swing held up by Arias, but the fastball was in the zone anyway, so the count evens at 2-2. And no appeal needed. That was just a straight strike call by Dylan Reeves. So, two balls, two strikes, two on, two outs. His time is called by Roderick Arias at shortstop tonight. 33 ribbies on the season, one of them already today, and four home runs. Now he faces the 2-2 count, two aboard and two outs after Ottenbright started him off with a 2-0 count here in the top of the second. Now Micah is set, five on the pitch clock as he fires home. Runners go, but it doesn't matter. It's a swing and a miss for strike three. Curveball gets Arias, and Albrecht throws to first to officially finish the second inning. Onbright has two Ks in each of the first two innings. He has struck out four. Tarpons get a hit and leave two aboard without a run or an error in the second inning. Onbright with another big K. Threshers hoping to follow him up with some runs when they come back to the bats in the bottom of the second.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
K Get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 every Tuesday home game at BayCare Ballpark. You can get berm tickets and select food and drink items, all for just $1, brought to you by Top Notch Pest Control. Our next Dollar Tuesday night will be on June 25th when the Threshers host the Bradenton Marauders in the first six-game set of the second half of the season. Threshers a game and a half out of first place in the Florida State League West, with Lakeland having the night off. That can get them at least to a game back if they win tonight. But the Flying Tigers have a pair of doubleheaders on the horizon against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Threshers have a 3-0 deficit looming here tonight as Anthony looks at a fastball upstairs to make it a 1-0 count. Anthony has been one of the hotter hitters in the Florida State League over these last couple of weeks as he takes the fastball low for a called strike, 1-1. Anthony on a 7-game hit streak, and he's reached base in each of his last 13 games as well. 1-1. Swing and a miss late on the heater, and it's 1-2. Over the last 7 games, Anthony has hit 11 for 25 with a double, 2 homers and 7 RBIs. He's 20 for his last 48 with 7 walks over his last 13 game on base streak. And he has been putting up multi-hit games routinely over the last week. 1-2, high fly ball deep out to left field. Morales sprinting towards left center. He goes back to the warning track on the run. He comes up with the baseball. That was a great catch by Kobe Morales into the left center field corner, making it on the run and crashing into the wall as soon as he made the catch. So Anthony retired on a long fly ball out to start the second. And now Nico Pouakagrego will come up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. Nico had an RBI and a sac fly last night as he flies a fastball foul to make it 0-1. Other than that, Nico was 0 for 4, 1 for 11 with a ribby in 3 games against Bradenton. So he's trying to get back the power that he had and the heat that he had at the plate as a bunt is popped foul towards the Threshers' dugout on the third base side, 0-2. He hit his first career home run for the Threshers, fourth total of his professional career against Lakeland 2 weeks ago. But Nico has dropped his average down to .257 after a 1-for-11 week in Bradenton, and he started off this series 0-for-4. He now faces a 1-2 count as the changeup missed low from Ryan Harvey. And 1-2, breaking ball missing outside. A great take by Pouakagrego. On the pitch that close with 2 strikes, a lot of batters would have swung at a pitch like that. But Pouakagrego with an advanced eye. 2-2, he holds up his swing. Appeal to first as he didn't go. And Caleb George confirms that the count is full. Threshers looking for their first base runner, and Pouakagrego hoping to be that guy. 2022 amateur free agent out of Christchurch, New Zealand. He hits a fly ball down for a base hit in right field. Pouakagrego rounds first. He'll head to second and slides in safely on a one-out double. That's exactly what the Threshers needed. Their first hit of the night is a 2-bagger, and Nico Pouakagrego is back to his old ways, pulling a double down the right field line. That had to go at least 300 feet on a crack from Pouakagrego. So he is on second with Raylan Heredia now coming up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. Runner in scoring position and one out, Heredia. He had a 2-run homer in his last at-bat, which came in the 9th inning of last night's loss. Swings and misses underneath a slider. 0-1 the count to the Threshers' right fielder. 20 years old, out of the capital of the Dominican Republic in Santo Domingo. He had an RBI double last week against Bradenton, and this week he has a 2-run home run already, his 4th of the season. 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 1-1. Pouakagrego staying on second as the ball got out in front of Tomas Frick, but not far enough. that he was going to head to third. So it's a 1-1 count now to Heredia. 3-0 lead for the Tarpons here in the bottom of the second inning, but the Threshers have their first base runner, and he's already in scoring position. 1-1 to Raylan. Hit on a line, but it's foul. And that was close. Heredia got a hold of that slider, but was a bit early. And he looked like he was about to trade doubles with Puaka Grego, the way that one looked off the bat. But instead, it's a 1-2 count. One gone in the bottom of the second inning. And Harvey looking over at second. Now the 1-2. High pop-up into shallow center field. The second baseman, Lombard Jr., is there, but he can't make the catch on the run. Crashes into the center fielder, and Heredia takes second base on what's likely to be an error. Nico Puaka Grego will stay at third for the Threshers, and now Clearwater with two runners in scoring position on a missed catch by George Lombard that they're going to rule a hit for Raylan Heredia. And George Lombard, with just an unfortunate play, looked like he had a beat on it and ran right into the center fielder without making the catch. It'll be a double for Raylan Heredia that keeps Puaka Grego on third and brings the tying runner to the plate in Bryson Ware. So Heredia on second, Puaka Grego on third with one out here in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to Ware sliced foul. It's 0-1. He makes his series debut after going 1-for-12 with three walks in three games against the Marauders last week. 212 hitter on the season is Ware with four homers and 18 RBIs. Two on, both in scoring position with one out, and a pitch to Ware, breaking ball outside and low. It's a 1-1 count. And Ware is now really just more and more positions he's racking up. He is playing all over the diamond for the Threshers. Third different position in the infield he's played this year, second, short, and third. He is at short tonight. And now the 1-1, cut on and missed on the high heat. It's 1-2. So Ware has also played left field and center field, so that's a total of five positions that Ware has occupied on defense for the Threshers in his first full season. One ball, two strikes the count with one out in the bottom of the second inning and runners on second and third. The 1-2 pitch, fastball well upstairs, and it's 2-2 as Ware lets it go. He hit his first career home run against the Tampa Tarpons. Hit one in Tampa last season. One of three homers he hit in 20 games for the Threshers. Hard line drive right to third base, throw to second, offline, and the ball dropped by the second baseman Lombard. Hans Montero making a great catch on the line drive, but unable to tag the runners out as the pitching coach, Preston Claiborne, is going to come out and have a mound visit with Ryan Harvey. So a line drive went right to the third baseman as the pitcher gets a talking to, and we'll take a look at the Florida State League scoreboard. I did mention that we've got three postponements, both games the Lakeland-Fort Myers doubleheader in Fort Myers, and St. Lucie and Jupiter in Jupiter will be made up on June the 13th. One final, Daytona took down Palm Beach 4-3. They are now tied with the Jupiter Hammerheads in first place of the East Division, or the Palm Beach Cardinals. Bradenton and Dunedin in the midst of a doubleheader in Dunedin. The Blue Jays leading the Marauders 8-4 in the bottom of the sixth, as Palm Beach is in the bottom of the first in a doubleheader against Daytona. Scoreless ball game, and it's 3-0 Tarpons with two outs in the top bottom of the second here, as a first pitch fastball misses upstairs to Lou Albrecht. He spent most of the season on the development list for the Threshers, but this is just his second game in the starting lineup. 1-0, cut on a missed on the fastball, and it's 1-1. And Albrecht last started in a game for the Threshers on April the 17th against Dunedin. He went 3-for-5 and struck out once to set a career high in hits. And they could certainly use three knocks from Albrecht as he swings and misses at a slider to make it 1-2. Two on and two outs. Albrecht is the tying run at the plate. He was 3-for-8 with an RBI in five complex leagues games last year, and has already equaled his 2023 hit total in one game in 2024. 1-2 to Albrecht. Curveball upstairs. It gets away from the catcher. Puaka Grego in a full sprint home. He slides in safely with the Threshers' first run of the ball game. 3-1 now the score on the wild pitch, and that moves Raylan Heredia to third base. And Puaka Grego is in with the Threshers' first run. Ball hit off the top of the glove of Tomas Frick, the Tarpons catcher, and there was no chance to get Puaka Grego from third base. So, two balls, two strikes, two outs to Albrecht. Threshers now trailing by two as the fastball is knocked foul to keep the at-bat alive. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on third for Albrecht. The pitch. Breaking ball inside corner, called strike three. Close call, but Albrecht not the beneficiary as he is down looking to end the second inning. But the Threshers get their first run of the ball game and now trail by two. One run, two hits, no errors, and one man left aboard. It's 3-1 Tarpons heading into the third.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for our annual Strikeout Cancer Night this coming Friday, June 14th. We'll take a moment during the game to honor cancer survivors and keep an eye out for special auction items to support the American Cancer Society. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. for the 6:30 first pitch, presented by the Beachside Hospitality Group. The Strikeout for Cancer jerseys, Strikeout Cancer jerseys auction is online on the Threshers website. So go to threshersbaseball.com for more information. The bidding will close at noon on the Sunday, Saturday following the Strikeout Cancer Night on the 14th. Fastball in for a called strike to Dylan Hasso to start off the third inning. 3-1 the lead for the Tarpons in the top half of the frame, with a heart of Tampa's order coming up in the top. Fouled off the breaking ball from Ottenbright did Hasso, and the count's 0-2. It'll be Hasso, Castillo, and Hans Montero to lead off the third inning for the Tarpon. I have to specify Hans because Willie Montero, no relation, is his hitting seventh behind Hans. Curveball whipped outside, and it's 1-2. Dylan Hasso had the biggest hit of the game that is currently the difference in the contest in the top of the third. Two-run double in the first inning to give him 34 RBIs on the season, as he's in a bit of a tug-of-war for number four in the league's RBIs with Roderick Arias. Now Hasso is tied for third with Jesus Baez of the St. Lucie Mets with 34 RBIs. It's a 2-2 count to Hasso as Ottenbright has pitch number 50 locked and loaded. Here comes curveball fouled down the left field line, and it's 2-2. 51 pitches now for Ottenbright, 32 over for strikes, four strikeouts, but he's allowed three runs, and the Threshers trail by two in the top of the third inning. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Hasso. He was hitting 260, playing at the corners of the infield. Tonight, Hasso is at first base. Two balls, two strikes, the count, the pitch from Micah. Hard line drive, diving, and Ware makes the stop. Ball ricochets to Saltabon, throw to first, not in time. So it's an infield single for Dylan Hasso, but Bryson Ware goes full extension to make the diving stop and keep the sixth hit of the game for Tampa onto the infield. We'll take another look at Bryson Ware dove for it. The ball just bounced out of his glove. And if Hasso had a little bit less speed, it would have been an incredible play for the first down in the inning. Instead, it's a leadoff single for Dylan Hasso. Six hits for the Tarpons, two for the Threshers, and the Threshers trail by two in a 3-1 ball game with Jackson Castillo coming up to the plate. He takes a sinker for ball number one. Top of the third inning with a man on first for the Tarpons. And the bullpen still clear for Clearwater. And despite 52 pitches in the third from Ottenbright. 1-0 the count. Fastball inside, it's 2-0. Castillo recorded the first out of the first inning, struck out on five pitches, going down swinging in the first inning with Hasso on second. Hasso's now on first base. And he's got a short lead, one steal in 2024, it is only career steal attempt. And this ball is hammered by Castillo, deep to right field and off the wall. Heredia plays it perfectly off the wall and holds Castillo to a single on a ball that hit the right field wall on a line. Seventh hit of the game for the Tarpons. Hasso moving to third on the single by Jackson Castillo. And for the second time this game, the Tarpons have their first two aboard. But a well-struck ball by Jackson Castillo for back-to-back singles to start off this third inning. So two on and nobody out for Hans Montero. Runners on the corners, and the Threshers set up for double play depth with Devin Saltabon pinched up the middle. Ware playing closer towards second base and playing back at short with the righty Hans Montero at the dish. First pitch from Ottenbright, and the slider misses outside. It's 1-0. 3-1 the lead for the Tarpons with Jackson Castillo on first and Dylan Hasso on third. Castillo with a short lead off the bag. The 1-0 is a fastball at the top of the strike zone. It's 1-1. So one ball, one strike, the count to Montero. Still no one out here in the third inning. Ottenbright keeping his focus on the batter. He fires home. Fastball, weak grounder, but it's foul and rolls in foul territory. Lou Albrecht made sure to point out that the ball bounced on home plate. And the umpire had ruled it foul before it looked like it was in play. So, one ball, two strikes, nobody out. Two on for the Tarpons with a two-run lead in the top of the third inning. Ottenbright sets. Now the pitch. Runner goes to second, and Castillo might have to come back. High fly ball out to shallow center. Usuwasiedu has it, and Hasso dummies the tag as the throw is beautiful. Home from Usuwasiedu and holds the runner on third for the first out. Jackson Castillo back to first safely on the F8. So one gone in the third inning. Now Willie Montero coming up. And now the Threshers shift doubles down for the double play as Lou Albrecht is out to call the signs for the Threshers infield. Still a double play shift against the righty Willie Montero, who ground out to first on the first pitch he saw back in the first inning. Still runners on the corners. Hasso on third, just putting his helmet back on, and Jackson Castillo on first base. One out, 3-1 lead for the Tarpons in the top of the third. Ottenbright sets, and he fires home. First pitch, curveball inside corner for a called strike to Willie Montero, who takes the pitch for the first time today. A double play would end the inning. Ottenbright just trying to get an out here with one gone in the third. Runners on the corners with one out. The pitch. Curveball just missing inside. And pitch number 60 evens the count to Willie Montero. 1-1. 60 pitches. 38 for strikes for Micah Ottenbright, who struck out two in the second and first innings. A total of four Ks on the day for Micah. The 1-1. High fly ball, back and foul, 1-2, as Montero clears the sweeps, fouling off the sinking fastball from Ottenbright. So it's a 1-2 count. With one out, Willie Montero Four homers, 25 ribbies on the season. Ottenbright looking for out number two. One ball, two strikes the count. Four on the pitch clock. He fires. Fastball misses outside. Count evens at 2-2. Willie Montero was in right field last night. Moved down one spot in the order. But he had a great game yesterday. Scored on a balk in the 10th, a questionable call, and finished 2-for-5 with a double and a solo jack. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Now the pitch. Slider, wave and a whiff, strike three. Micah Ottenbright goes around the world with the curve, sends it low and outside, and Willie Montero goes digging in the dirt for the second out. Five Ks now for Ottenbright, and just look how nasty that slider was. Just started like it was going to be on the outside corner, a pitch you want to swing out with two strikes. And by the time Montero started his swing, that ball had dropped off the planet. So two gone for Kobe Morales, who started off the second inning with a K and made a great running catch in left field to lead off the second inning. He started out with a sinker for a called strike. Morales struck out swinging to lead off the second on four pitches, all of them over the plate for strike. So two down and two on. Two-run lead for the Tarpons is Ottenbright looking to close out this third inning unscathed. 0-1, swing and a miss. Late on the curveball is Morales, and the count goes to 0-2. Morales will take a timeout. Left-handed hitter against the righty hurler with Dylan Hasso on third and Jackson Castillo on first after leading off the third with back-to-back singles. 0-2 count to Morales now. For two early hits, Ottenbright coming out without a run allowed would be huge. Castillo goes, and this one is hammered out to right field, but right to Raylan Heredia, who eases under it to make the catch on the liner for the final out of the third inning. Big defensive inning for the Threshers as Micah Ottenbright bends but does not break. Two hits lead off the inning, no runs, no errors, and two runners stranded for the Tarpons. As we head to the bottom of the third inning, 3-1 the deficit for the Threshers.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, June 28th, all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There's a weekend.
Sorry, yeah, we're good. Our next home game is tomorrow, June 13th, as the Threshers take on the Tampa Tarpons once again. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch. And Thursday is always one of my favorite days because of Taps and Tacos, and I get to hit up that Moe's cart out in left field. Also, a Little Anglers Day tomorrow, so if your child is not in the Little Anglers Club, you can register there for the low, low price of just $25. More details at threshersbaseball.com. 3-1 the lead for the Tarpons, heading into the bottom of the third with Avery Owusu-Asiedu taking the first pitch for ball number one. Avery, Bennett, and Viers to start off the third inning. And a two-run deficit for Clearwater. Swing and a miss, and a fastball by Owusu-Asiedu to even the count at 1-1.
Fouled away
on the slider, and it's 1-2. Owusu-Asiedu has reached in four straight games for Clearwater. Last night, he had a hit in his 10th steal of the season to deny Devin Saltabon for the team lead. 1-for-3 with a run scored and his 10th steal. Breaking ball in the dirt, smothered by Tomas Frick in an even two-ball, two-strike count to Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Four-game on base streak. He's 2 for his last 10 with 3 runs scored and 4 walks since June the 7th. And the 2-2 cut on and missed for strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs in the end of the second and start of the third for Ryan Harvey. He has 3. 2 of his 3 strikeouts have been swinging, and 2 of his 3 strikeouts have ended an inning. This case started the third. There's one gone for Pierce Bennett up to the dish for the second time, and he has turned into more of a leadoff hitter for the Threshers with a strong ability to get contact and get on base. He takes a slider for a called strike, 0-1 after grounding out to second to start the game in the bottom first. Bennett has reached in each of his last 3 games since June the 6th for the Threshers, including an RBI triple on Sunday the 9th in Bradenton as he takes a slider low for an even 1-1 count. Fires on deck for the Threshers, the 1-1 to Bennett, the pitch. Curveball settles in at the top of the zone for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Bennett, 22 years old, 2 for his last 9 with 3 walks and 2 runs scored over his last 3 games. 1-2, breaking ball below the knees and low, 2-2, as the slider drops out of the zone for Bennett. Threshers had a chance to tie the game in the last inning and looking to build on that momentum here in the bottom third, now trailing 3-1. 2-2 pitch, cut on a miss, that's strike three, and Bennett upset with himself that he couldn't get a hold of that fastball from Harvey, as Ryan Harvey has 2 strikeouts in the third and 4 in the ball game. 2-way for Jordan Viers, who flying out to center in the first inning. Viers with a 2 RBI single in the 9th. And he has been so good for Clearwater in the late innings. First pitch to Viers, fastball inside, and it's 1-0. Last home series against the Threshers, he won Florida State League Player of the Week. Hit 500 with a double, 4 homers, and 11 RBIs, including 9 ribbies in 1 game about 2 weeks ago. Fastball inside edge, it's 1-1 to Viers at the DH spot tonight after playing in left yesterday. A 2 RBI knock were his only run contributions to the ballgame. 1-1, popped up high and foul behind home plate. It's 1-2. Viers, though, leads the Threshers with 27 RBIs, which is tied in 10th place in the Florida State League, one behind Brandon Winokur of Fort Myers, who is tied for 8th. 1-2 to Viers. Breaking ball low, it's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs against Viers. Bases clear and a 3-1 lead for the Tarpons here in the bottom of the third inning. 3 runs in the first for Tampa, 1 in the last inning for the Threshers as Viers checks his swing, but it's called strike 3 by Caleb George. Ryan Harvey strikes out the side, regardless of what you think about Viers' check swing there. 1-2-3 go the Threshers in the third. We head to the fourth. Clearwater trailing 3-1.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to Baker Ball ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Celebrate our nation's independence at Bay Care Ballpark. Join us for some star-spangled baseball fun on Saturday, June 29th, and Wednesday, July the 3rd. Fireworks after each game are presented by Bud Rottweiser. Threshers trailing by two in the top of the fourth inning. Bottom of the order starting for the Tarpons as Tomas Frick takes a sinking fastball for a called strike one. Micah Ottenbright allow the first four batters to reach via four hits and three runs scored on those four hits. Since then, not much for Tampa as the curveball is cut on a miss. 0-2 on the appeal to bases umpire Caleb George. Tomas Frick grounded out to the pitcher in the second, now falling behind 0-2 to start off the fourth. 3-1 the lead for Tampa, 0-2 from Ottenbright. Curveball misses upstairs, and it's 1-2. Two homers, 14 RBIs on the year for Tomas Frick. He's hitting .283 on the season as the Tarpons' primary catcher. 1-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. Curveball to the outside corner, and Frick goes down a hacking. As the fourth inning is started off with Ottenbright's sixth punch-out of the ballgame. Take another look at the replay, and just another nasty curveball by Ottenbright. Right to the outside corner, and Frick had no chance as he misses for the out. Ottenbright is one away from tying his career high of seven Ks with one out in the fourth as the first pitch curve goes wild into the backstop, 1-0 count to Emmanuel Tejeda, who is plunked on accident in the last inning. Singled and stole a base in the first, also scored, and is one for one today. 1-0. Tejeda takes the fastball upstairs. It's 2-0. 7 Ks twice for Ottenbright in his last home start against Lakeland on May the 29th, and then on his second home start on April the 24th, before that in Bradenton. 3 balls, no strikes the count. The fastball misses upstairs to Tejeda. A homer, 15 RBIs, and a .337 average on the year for Emmanuel. He's got George Lombard on deck as a 3-0 is swung on and fouled back, 3-1, and the Tarpons making it a popular pick to hack at 3-0 pitches by Ottenbright so far tonight. 3 balls, 1 strike the count now with one gone in the top of the fourth. 3-1 pitch, fastball right down Main Street, and the count goes full. Started at 3-0 to Tejeda. And Ottenbright has now worked the count back full for the Threshers. Wasting no time, here comes the payoff pitch. Upstairs and inside on the curve, it's ball four, and Micah Ottenbright has just surrendered his first walk of the ballgame, and the first walk for either pitcher, actually, in the ballgame. So, George Lombard will come up to the plate. He's reached twice, two singles for him. And he's got Tejeda, who has reached base all three times, hitting in front of him in the order. Lombard bringing his average up to .223 with singles in the first and second and a run in the first. He's got Emmanuel Tejeda, who's stolen a base already today, as the curve misses low to Lombard, 1-0. Top of the fourth inning, one on, one out. Thresher shifted for the double play with Saltaban pinched up the middle at second. Against the righty Lombard. Dancing around is Tejeda. He declines to go as Lombard lifts a high fly ball out to center field. Owusu Asidu is there, flirting with a warning track. He makes the catch on the outfield dirt and gets the ball in to hold Tejeda at first base. Another ball tracked down and caught by Avery Owusu Asidu. He is just a truly gifted defensive center fielder. So two gone in the fourth. The one-out walk remains on first as Emmanuel Tejeda is aboard the first base bag with Roderick Arias up to the plate for the Tarpons. He drove in the first run of the game in the first inning on an RBI single. Scored as he swings and misses on the sinker to make it 0-1. He scored in the first and then struck out on a drop third strike in the second. Nothing in one is the count to Arias. Big leadoff first for Emmanuel Tejeda. Arias shrugs away the fastball as it misses inside, 1-1 the count. Tejeda with one steal already today. He has 13 stolen bases over his entire minor league season. Two of them have come with the Florida Complex League Yankees. He was 2-for-2 in five games, stealing bases there. He is now 11-for-14. He goes to second on the pitch. The curveball misses, and so does the throw. Two stolen bases for Emmanuel Tejeda as he moves to second with a 2-1 count now to Roderick Arias. 12 steals and 15 attempts for Emmanuel Tejeda, and another just picture-perfect jump as he gets his second swipe of the ball game. So a 2-1 count now to Roderick Arias, who's 1-for-2 today, but now has a great runner in scoring position. Not sure where that missed, but the fastball misses outside and up. It's 3-1. First base is open for Arias with Dylan Hasso waiting in the wings for the Tarpons. Ottenbright would rather see him at the start of an inning with the power that he has as a righty begins to warm up in the Threshers' pen. Ottenbright steps off to keep Tejeda over at second base. Josh Bortka is warming up in the Threshers' bullpen. Quick time called by Arias, who is 1-for-2 today, as Bortka continues his warm-ups in the Threshers' pen. 3 balls, 1 strike now to Roderick Arias. And Ottenbright deals. 3-1, this one hammered high and deep out to right field. Heredia going back to the track, to the wall, and that ball's out of here. 2-run homer by Roderick Arias, and the Tarpons get their 3-run plus lead back on a 2-run jack by Arias. 5-1 the score here in the fourth. A lot of homers given up by Threshers pitching in the last couple of days, and the curveball just hung right out over the plate for Arias to put it on the berm in right center field. Fifth homer of the year for Roderick, 5-1 the lead for the Tarpons with two gone in the fourth inning for Dylan Hasso. He's still up with the bases clear, but there are two outs in the inning. Fastball in for a call strike, it's 0-1. Hasso has had a great game so far. 2 RBI double in the first, and he singled in the third. So he's 2-for-2. Halfway to the cycle as well, as is Roderick Arias. 0-2 now as the curveball catches the inside corner for a called strike. And Ottenbright working quickly on the power-hitting Hasso. Micah sets from the center of the rubber. Loads the ball in his bright blue glove. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball called for strike three. Bounced down to the glove of Albrecht. Tag applied for safety, and that ends the fourth inning. But the Tampa Tarpons strike loudly on a 2-run home run by Roderick Arias. One hit and no errors or any runs left as Ottenbright puts a nice exclamation point on the end of the fourth, despite the fact that the Tarpons lead 5-1.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
One of the best local bands returns to Clearwater when the Black Honkies Band performs at BayCare Ballpark on June 28th. Stay around after the game for some great live music. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch, presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. 5-1 is the lead for the Tarpons as we get ready to start off the bottom of the fourth inning with the heart of the Threshers' order. 2-run homer in the last inning for the Tarpons. Devin Saltabon leads the Threshers infielders in homers with six. He's second on the team in home runs to Jordan Vyers, who has seven. Saltabon, Anthony, and Palaka Grego to start off the fourth inning. They're a combined one for three, with Palaka Grego getting a double in the second inning. Saltabon struck out his last time up, and a fastball airmails the Hawaiian native to start off the count 1-0. Saltabon had a home run in Tampa after two home run games in back-to-back home series. He had his first game with just one home run and not two against the Tampa Tarpons back in May. Now faces a 2-0 count in the bottom of the fourth inning. Four-run lead for the Tarpons. 2-0 pitch is upstairs, but the slider called for strike one. Six homers, 26 RBIs for Saltabon. He's the team leader in steals as well. Slider over for a called strike two as Saltabon lets the bender go down the middle. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Four-run deficit for the Threshers, but they've got some time to overcome it. 2-2 pitch, high fly ball out to right field. Drifting under it is Willie Montero. Blocks out the sun and makes the grab with two hands for the first out in the fourth inning. Saltabon a bit out in front of that pitch, but he got enough underneath it to send it into right. One gone, and Keaton Anthony coming up to the plate with an seven-game hit streak and 13-game on-base streak on the line for the Threshers' first baseman. Great night last night after a 9-for-20 series in Bradenton. He went 2-for-4 with two RBIs and a double, getting both of his hits in the ninth as the Threshers forced extra innings after starting the inning trailing 7-0. Seven-run ninth was their second most runs they have put up in a single inning. And it almost made an incredible comeback story. Slider outside evens the count at one. Anthony flying out to left back in the second inning on a nice running grab by Kobe Morales. He hits the 1-1 out to deep right field. Going back to the wall. And that ball will drop in front of the right fielder, Willie Montero, as Keaton Anthony has a double for the second straight night. And Anthony now has tied Nico Palaka Grego for the Threshers' longest hit streak of the season. A double all the way back to the right field wall. Looked for a second like it was caught by Montero. But Anthony moving to second base. Nico Palaka Grego hit a double in the second inning, as Keaton Anthony has equaled his season-long hit streak with his ninth double of the year. 14 games straight reaching base for Keaton, eight straight with a hit, as Palaka Grego spits on the sinker 1-0. Threshers had the tying run up in the second inning. Now in the fourth, they trail by four with a man on second and one out. 1-0 to Palaka Grego. Fastball just catching the outside corner, 1-1. Palaka Grego at third base tonight. Still has yet to see shortstop since Aiden Miller's departure. Now the 1-1. Loops a fly ball deep out to right field. Montero going back, and that ball is off the wall. Anthony will be stopped at third base as the throw comes into second, but not in time. Nico Palaka Grego, his second double of the night, moves Anthony to third as that ball went straight for the top of the right field wall, hitting the Wawa sign as Palaka Grego gets his second double after trading with Keaton Anthony. Great positioning by Willie Montero, though, as he held Anthony on third after the second double in a row. So, now Raylan Heredia up to the plate. He doubled in the second as well, as the Threshers now have four doubles for all four of their hits. Heredia behind the slider, swinging and missing. It's 0-1. So, the power is certainly back for the Threshers. Now, they've got two runners aboard with one out in the fourth inning, and they're trailing by four runs. So, any hit will do just fine here. 0-1 Heredia. This one hit high and deep out to left field. Morales goes back. Backpedals to the warning track to make the catch as Anthony jogs home and scores on the sacrifice fly. Nico Palacagrego stays at second base, but out number two of the fourth is RBI number 18 for Raylan Heredia, plating Anthony to make it 5-2 in favor of the Tarpons on the sacrifice fly. And Heredia has been hitting a ball a long way tonight. Doubled off the wall in the second. And now the sack fly out to deep left. Pickoff attempt is nowhere to be found as Palacagrego catches everybody sleeping, myself included, and takes an unoccupied third base while the Threshers were still celebrating the sack fly. Two gone in the fourth as Ware spits on a fastball at eye level to make it a 1-0 count. First steal of the season for Palacagrego, third of his pro career. Although that one might be chalked up to defensive indifference with nobody on third base, though it is going to be the first steal of the game for Nico. Slider outside to Bryson Ware, it's 2-0 with Palacagrego on third base. 2-0 the count, two outs in the fourth inning. Threshers trail by three. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball missing outside again. It's 3-0 as another slider. Can't find the plate from Ryan Harvey. A walk will bring the tying run to the plate as Ware now faces the 3-0 count, looking for a hit that would score another run. 3-0 the pitch. No green light, surprisingly, but the get-me-over heater gets by Ware to bring the count even at 3-1. Ware takes a fastball for a called strike, 3-2. So a full count to Ware now. Big pitch coming from Harvey with the Threshers holding a potential run at third base. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Payoff pitch popped up into right field. Montero is there in the sunlight, reaches back to make the grab and end the fourth inning. But the Threshers get another much-needed run. Raylan Heredia on the sacrifice fly, as the Threshers trail 5-2 heading into the fifth with one run on two hits in the fourth inning.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Bay Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
What better way to celebrate Christmas in July than with unique Thresher snow globe? On Friday, July 19th, make sure to get here early and grab one. Gates open at 5:30 for a 6:30 p.m. first pitch presented by Todd's Air Conditioning and Refrigeration. 5-2 the lead here in the top of the fifth for the Tampa Tarpons, and we've got our first pitching change of the ballgame. Micah Ottenbright will step out, and Josh Bortka will replace him on the mound after Ottenbright allowed the first five runs on eight hits in four innings of work with one walk and a career-high tying seven strikeouts for the third time this season. Bortka's first pitch is hammered high and deep out to center field. Usu Asidu drifting back, and he reaches up to make the grab. One pitch, one out to bring Jackson Castillo back to the Tarpons dugout at the start of the fifth inning. So one gone for Bortka, and Hans Montero coming up after the first down in the fifth. Bortka making his ninth appearance of the season for the Threshers. 1-2 record in 11 and a third innings of work with a 6.55 ERA, 14 hits, 5 walks, and 16 Ks in the 11 and a third innings of work as his slider is in the dirt, 1-0 to Hans Montero. Hans is 0-2 on the day, struck out looking the first and flied out to center in the third inning. Going up against Bortka, who's got a fastball that can touch 97, slider and a curve are his three pitches for the 16th rounder in 2022 out of Central Missouri. The fastball just missing low, and it's a 2-0 count now to the Tarpons third baseman. Bortka gets some rosin, has been used as a late reliever in his time, was really the de facto closer towards the end of the season for the Threshers last year as the 2-0 fastball misses outside to make it 3-0. This year, he's been all over. No real timetable of when he's going to come in, but he's come in the fifth inning. He's come in the seventh inning. Hasn't been too much in the late reliever section as sinkers cut on a miss by Hans Montero, 3-1. Usually pitches towards the middle of the games for the Threshers as Bortka is still recovering from an injury that kept him out of most of spring training and the beginning of the season. He joined the Threshers on a rehab assignment on May the 7th and was officially assigned here on June the 4th. 3-1, fastball just gets by Albrecht, and it's a one-out walk to Hans Montero, who has now reached for the first time. Just two walks allowed by Threshers pitching. Ryan Harvey has yet to walk a batter for the Tarpons today. So man on first is Hans Montero with one out in the fifth, and Willie Montero up at the plate for Tampa with a ground out and a strikeout to his name today. One gone in the fifth, 5-2 the lead for the Tarpons with one out in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch to Willie Montero is hit high in the air out to left field. Bennett going back into left center. On the track, that ball is going to one-hop the wall. Wusu Asidu picks it up, throws it into the cutoff man as Hans Montero rounds third. Throw comes home offline, so Hans is safe. Scoring from first on the RBI double by Willie Montero, and the Tarpons seem to have an answer every time the Threshers score. RBI double makes it 6-2. As Hans Montero comes all the way home on the high-arcing double out to left center field. So one gone in the inning. Runner on second with Kobe Morales now coming up to the plate. And Morales is 0-2 with a flyout in his last at-bat. Runner on second with one away in the top of the fifth inning and a four-run lead for the Tarpons, equaling their largest of the day. Kobe Morales awaits the first pitch from Bortka. Cut on a missed on the fastball. It's 0-1. 94 on the heat from Bortka against Morales, who has driven in 27 runs on the season so far. 6-2 the lead for Tampa. They have scored a run in all but the second and third innings after the one-out double. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Runner goes to third, and the throw gets into left field. And on home goes Willie Montero. Stolen base and an E2 to make it 7-2 in favor of the Tarpons. And that's just another tough one for the Threshers, as Willie Montero broke out easily after the errant throw. 7-2 the lead now, and the base is clear. 0-2 is the count to Kobe Morales with one gone in the fifth. That run should be unearned on Bortka as Morales fouls back a fastball to keep the count at 0-2. Nothing into the count. Bortka sets from the first base side of the rubber. Now he fires home. Fastball just missing outside. It's 1-2. So two runs across in the fifth, one earned, one unearned for Bortka. Now the 1-2. This ball high and deep out to left center field. Wusu Asidu on his horse, pulls up in front of the warning track, reaches up to make the grab for the second out in the inning. And Avery Wusu Asidu has been busy. for the Clearwater Threshers. Couple of putouts, including two here in the fifth inning. So two gone for the number nine hitter, Tomas Frick. 0-for-2 on the day. Ground out and a strikeout in his two at-bats against Micah Ottenbright. First pitch to Frick. Bouncing breaking ball. It's 1-0. Threshers have not come back from a lead larger than 3 runs on the season. But last night, they came back from 7 runs down in the ninth to force the game in extra innings as the sinker misses low, 2-0. So the 5-run deficit certainly can't feel good for the Threshers. But it is not by any means a sign that they're out of this one. 2-0 now to Frick. Here's the pitch. Fastball catching the upper part of the zone. It's 2-1. Bortka, key figure in the playoff run last year for the Threshers, earned the save on September 15th. That clinched the Florida State League Division Series and sent the Threshers to the finals. 2-1, popped high and foul over the Sweets and right. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 5-run lead in the top of the fifth for Tampa. Bortka deals. Swing and a miss. No chance on the slider for Tomas Frick as Bortka gets the last batter in the fifth down on strike. So 2 runs on 1 hit for the Tarpons. 1 error and nobody left aboard. As Josh Bortka strikes out the final battle of the fifth to keep it 7-2. In favor of the Tarpons. Don't go anywhere. We'll have Finley on the broadcast after the break.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit threshersbaseball.com.
For just $25 the whole year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday home games at BayCare Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt. So register today at threshersbaseball.com. It's Lou Albrecht fouls off the first pitch of the fifth to start off 0-1. And we've got Finley here in the booth with some brand new Threshers gear. Our strikeout cancer uniforms are here. The auction is live on the Threshers website. And I've got to say, these things look amazing. I love the lavender purple kind of color. The whole ribbon cover in the jersey. Just a beautiful, beautiful jersey. And you can bid on those jerseys on the Threshers website from now until noon on Saturday when strikeout cancer is over with as Albrecht swings and misses on a fastball, 0-2. But strikeout cancer is not the biggest event. Well, it might be the biggest event of the week, but it is one of the big events this week as Albrecht takes the slider to bring the count to 1-2. Another big event, it's somebody's birthday tomorrow. It's not me. It's not our replay guy, Matt. It's not our director, Steve. It's Finley's birthday tomorrow as Albrecht takes a slider 2-2. Multiple Tampa Bay mascots from around the sports universe here in Tampa will be coming to BayCare Ballpark to support the greatest mascot and his redacted birthday is Finley T. Thresher. We'll be joined by Thunderbug, Rocky Bull, Pinley of the Rowdies, and I guess King Ripple of the Tarpons is coming too, but, you know, I don't know if he's coming for your birthday. He might just be coming to see his team. We'll find out what his true intentions are tomorrow. Another little Angler's Day tomorrow as well if you and your kids want to celebrate with Finley. Albrecht takes a slider for ball number four. Battle him in at bat for Lou Albrecht, who has now reached in both of his games that he has played for the Threshers this season. And a leadoff man is on for Clearwater for the first time tonight. I don't know if Finley would be a leadoff man, though, if he was in the Threshers lineup. He's definitely more of a cleanup hitter. Big, big home runs, especially when he smells blood, but I think that's just a shark thing. I'm not sure. Avery Owusu-Asidu takes a slider for a called strike. 0-1 the count in the bottom of the fifth inning. And we'll have plenty of activities tomorrow to celebrate Finley's birthday, including the Little Anglers Club and a whole lot of birthday cake. But I might have eaten all that. I mean, Finley might have eaten all that beforehand. Definitely wasn't me frantically wiping off frosting during this commercial break, but that's beside the point. 0-2 the count to Owusu-Asidu. And the pitch, breaking ball in the dirt, bounced and caught by Frick. It's 1-2. So a whole lot of birthday cake, some great food, some great fun. I mean, sounds like a great day to come to the ballpark. Finley's birthday, Little Anglers, taps and tacos. I mean, is there a better day? I don't think so. And I know Finley's slamming tons of tacos for his birthday tomorrow. Fastball misses up and in. It's 2-2. Yeah, I got to put like one of those, just a one birthday candle in the middle of a taco. Blow it out before you eat it, though. Wise words to those celebrating their birthday. 2-2 pitch, fouled off by Owusu-Asidu as he keeps the count even here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 7-2 lead for the Tarpons. Their mascot, King Ripple, as I mentioned, one of the four, among others, joining Finley for his birthday tomorrow, which is the only reason we're okay with having the Tarpons in our ballpark. Fastball missing outside, and Avery Owusu-Asidu working the count full after starting off 0-2. Three balls, two strikes. Albrecht on first. We'll see if he heads to second on the payoff pitch. He stays put. Curveball at eye level. And that's back-to-back walks from Ryan Harvey to start off the fifth inning. Finley's happy. And, you know, he wants an early birthday present of a Threshers victory. And Avery Owusu-Asidu taking a couple steps towards, hopefully, that goal. As Owusu-Asidu has now reached in safely in each of the past five games. Out of the Tarpons dugout comes James Cooper. And I believe that will be the end for Ryan Harvey. A righty has been loosening in the Tarpons bullpen. He will exit stage left. And Harvey will exit stage right. Two runners will be attributed to Harvey. He will not get a decision tonight as the Threshers trail 7-2 with two aboard and nobody out in the bottom of the fifth when we come back.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games.
Two on and nobody out for the top of the Threshers order, and Aaron Nixon, new pitcher for the Tampa Tarpons. Pierce Bennett at the plate. Lou Albrecht on second, Avery Owusu-Asidu on first here in the fifth. As the Threshers had a good start to the frame with back-to-back walks, but Bennett started out swinging and missing on a fastball to make it an 0-1 count. Two runs so far in four innings of work from Ryan Harvey. Four hits allowed, two walks, and five strikeouts. No decision for Harvey as he didn't complete the required five innings. As a fastball misses to Bennett, 1-1. But he is responsible for Avery Owusu-Asidu and Lou Albrecht on first and second. 1-1 now to Bennett as Nixon sets from the first base side of the rubber and deals. Curveball drops below the zone. It's 2-1. Bennett, 0-2 so far, grounded out in the first, struck out in the third. And he's got a double play shift against him from the Tarpons, with the second baseman, Lombard Jr., holding on Albrecht on the Keystone sack. 2-1 now to Bennett. Swing and a miss out in front of the slider, and the count evens at 2-2. 7-2 is the lead. As I'm going to give Finley a big late, but heartfelt thank you for joining us in the fifth inning. Help show off those strikeout cancer jerseys. And now it's 2-2 to Bennett. The pitch. High chopper over towards third. One step on the bag for Montero. He airmails the second baseman as it goes into right field. The runner, Owusu-Asidu, heading to third. He slides in. Not in time. The throw makes the double play after the error. Owusu-Asidu slid into second base. The smart thing to do, but when the throw from the third baseman, Hans Montero, went out to Willie, Owusu-Asidu tried taking the third base back, got off to a late start, and it goes 5-9-5 on the double play. But a fielder's choice that leaves Bennett on first base. Confusing way to score it, but two outs. And now Jordan Vyer sends a high chopper into right field. It's picked up by Lombard Jr., who flips it to Hasso to end the inning. What a weird fifth inning. One runner stranded. It's still 7-2 Tarpons. On to the sixth.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, voices of black baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We're ready. Stick around post game at Bay Care Ballpark on Friday nights. There will be music and drinks after every Friday home game at the Tiki Bar. Live music from some great DJs around the Tampa Bay area. You do not want to miss it. Top of the sixth inning, Tampa still in control, 7-3, after probably the strangest double play I've ever seen quelled a Threshers rally that had started in the fifth. So Emmanuel Tejeda now up to the plate. Leadoff man leading off the sixth for the Tarpons with a five-run lead. 7-2 is the score. Josh Bortka back out for his second inning of work. First pitch to Tejeda, fastball upstairs, it's 1-0. One for one is Tejeda. He scored twice and reached all three times. Single steal and a run in the first, hit by pitch in the second, walk steal and a run in the fourth. 1-0 now to Tejeda. Fastball, blind foul, it's 1-1. And the Threshers missing an opportunity last night on the loss with Lakeland's game postponed. Tonight, they are on the road to doing the same thing with the Flying Tigers having their doubleheader postponed another day. And the Threshers lost yesterday, trailing by five today. Tejeda grounds one right to where it's short. He scoops it up, sends the throw to first base in time for the first out in the sixth inning. That'll bring up George Lombard Jr., who flied out to center in the fourth and is 2-for-3 with a run scored. Nine hits for the Tarpons, four for the Threshers. All the Threshers' hits went for extra bases. 7-2 the lead for Tampa with one gone in the top of the sixth. Fastball in the dirt. It's a 1-0 count to Lombard Jr., Yankees' first pick in last year's draft. And the pitch from Bortka. Fastball cut on a missed. Well behind it was Lombard, and it's 1-1. 95 mile an hour heat from Bortka to even the count at one. One out in the sixth. Bases clear with a 1-1 count. The infield moved back for the speedy Lombard. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another upstairs fastball makes it 1-2. As Lombard calls some time. He'll be followed up by Roderick Arias, who is halfway to the cycle and has three RBIs already today. One ball, two strikes the count. Bortka is set. Sets from the stretch in the first base side of the rubber. Four on the pitch clock. He fires home as the slider misses outside. Couldn't get the swing from Lombard, and it's 2-2. Bortka sets up for the first base side of the rubber again. 2-2 pitch. Inside corner, called strike three, and Lombard just walks right back to the dugout. He knew it. Beautiful slider by Bortka for his second punch out and the second out of the sixth inning. Right on the inside corner. And even Lombard just kind of accepted his fate for the second out in the frame. Two gone for Roderick Arias, who had a two-run homer in the fourth and struck out in the second after an RBI knock in the first. So he's 2-for-3 and has now brought his RBI total to 35, which puts him at third behind Max Clark and Ariel Almonte in the Florida State League. 0-1 is the count to Arias, the Yankees' number four prospect, according to MLB.com. 0-1 from Bortka. Fastball inside and low. It's 1-1. Two gone in the sixth, 7-2 lead for the Tarpons. Almost 2 hours into this game. One ball, one strike from Bortka. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside edge. It's a 1-2 as the strike is called by Dylan Reeves. 1-2 the count. Two outs in the top six. Bortka looking to set down the Tarpons in order for the first time this game. 1-2 turns to 2-2 as the slider goes too far inside and evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bortka deals. Fastball called, strike three. Slider on the outside corner as Bortka gets this two strikeouts. His second and third of the game to set down the Tarpons in order in the sixth. Breaking stuff on point for Josh Bortka tonight. Back-to-back strikeouts and the six and keep the score at 6-2 Tampa.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, June 28th, all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com and take advantage of advanced purchase savings. Threshers trying to take advantage of Devin Saltabon and leading off the heart of their order in the sixth inning, as they've been held without a run since the fourth in a 7-2 deficit. Saltabon, Anthony, and Poaka Grego. Last time they led off an inning was the fourth, and the Threshers ended up with a run scored. They need five as they trail by five in the bottom of the sixth inning. Second inning work for Aaron Nixon as the mustachioed right-hander sends a fastball outside and low for a ball to Devin Saltabon. He's 0 for 2 today, struck out in the first and flied out in the fourth. 1-0 now to Salty. He has six homers and 26 ribbies on the year. Fastball up and away, it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, the count. Here's the pitch. Saltabon hits a grounder foul down the first or third baseline. It's 2-1. Four of Saltabon's six homers have come here at Bay Care Ballpark. He has two home run games. One coming against Daytona, one against Bradenton. 2-1 the pitch. Popped up, should stay on the infield as this goes right to the edge of the dirt at second base. Lombard comes in, reaches back to make the catch for the first out of the sixth inning. Saltabon now 0 for 3, and Keaton Anthony, who extended his hit streak to 8 games in his last at bat with a double, comes up to the plate 1 for 2 with a double and a run score. So Anthony, two homers, 19 RBIs, and his performance last night put him up to third in the league with a .333 batting average, where it stands as the fastball's in for a called strike. Anthony, .336 on the season now after his hit in the last inning, two homers and 19 RBIs. 0-1 now to Keaton. Nixon deals. Anthony gets a hold of this one, drives it out to left field. Over comes Morales, who makes the catch in left center for the second out of the sixth. Still 7-2 the lead for the Tarpons. Two outs in the bottom six for Nico Poaka Grego, who's having himself quite a nice ball game. Two doubles and a run scored for Nico. He also stole his first base of the season back in the fourth inning. Looking for another extra base hit. One of four doubles hit by the Threshers today. All four of their hits have been two baggers, but they still trail by five against the Tarpons. Two outs in the bottom six. First pitch to Nico is bounced off the plate and foul. It's 0-1. Pauaka Grego, initially from New Zealand, but has lived in Australia, in Melbourne, for the past couple of years before the Phillies signed him in 2022. He had 300-plus in the Florida Complex League in 2022 and is playing his first year in full-season ball with the Threshers this season. 0-1 now to Pauaka Grego. Breaking ball, low and away, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, 2 outs. 7-2 the lead for the Tarpons in the bottom of the sixth. Nixon sets from the first base side of the rubber. From the stretch, he deals. Pauaka Grego hammers a fastball foul, and that almost cleared the stadium in foul territory on the right field side, and the count goes to 1-2. See if Nico can get his third double of the game with a one ball, two strike count. He hit a double on a full count in the second and on a 1-1 count in the fourth. Now he's at 1-2 with 2 outs here in the sixth. 4 on the pitch clock, Nixon deals. Curveball upstairs and bouncing out of the glove of Tomas Frick. It's 2-2. Raylan Heredia hoping to get up to the plate. He's 1-for-1 with a ribby so far today. He's on deck as Pauaka Grego fighting through a 2-2 count. Nixon sets. 5 on the pitch clock. He fires home. Curveball outside, and the count goes full. Second time Pauaka Grego has seen a full count. It is the fourth such count to the Threshers today. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Pauaka Grego trying to keep this sixth inning alive for the Threshers. Payoff pitch. In the dirt, swing and a miss, and that's strike 3. 1-2-3, sixth inning for the Threshers. And they trail 7-2 as we head to the seventh.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at Bay Care Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can...
Don't forget, Tapas and Tacos Night is every Thursday home game. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch. New pitcher in a lot of ways for the Threshers, Luis Avila, comes in to start off the seventh for the Threshers, trailing 7-2 and replacing Josh Bortka. First pitch is a fastball in for a called strike as Luis Avila's Threshers debut commences with an 0-1 count to Dylan Hasso. Fouled back by Hasso, another fastball makes it 0-2. Bortka, 2 innings of work, 1 hit, 2 runs, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. No decision for Bortka tonight. But two strikeouts ended off the six in a 1-2-3 frame to finish his evening. 0-2 now from Avila to Hasso. Fastball, wave and a whiff, strike three. Welcome to Clearwater, Luis Avila. First batter he sees in single A, Avila takes Hasso down on three straight pitches. Fastball getting up to 94 and getting up in the upper corner of the zone as Hasso couldn't touch it as the third straight Tarpons batter has been punched out. One gone in the seventh for Jackson Castillo as Luis Avila begins his Threshers career with a K. One gone in the seventh with the Threshers trailing by five. Lefty hitting Jackson Castillo pops up a fastball foul, and it's 0-1. That heater at 95 from Luis Avila. Avila and Enrique Segura joined the Threshers yesterday as Castillo fouls back another heater. It's 0-2. Avila is 21 years old. Signed as an amateur free agent out of Tumero, Venezuela in 2023. And pitched in the Dominican Summer League last year, including a playoff appearance for DSL White. 1-2 the count now as the fastball misses away from Jackson Castillo, who is 1-for-3. Avila, primary reliever, had four saves in the Complex League this year as Castillo lifts a sky-high pop-up foul down the first baseline. Anthony and Saltaban rushing towards it, but it hits the seats as it goes out of play, 1-2. Avila, in nine relief appearances in the Complex League, allowed seven earned runs, eight total in 11 innings of work, 14 hits, eight walks, and 12 strikeouts. A 21-year-old in his second season as a pro, beginning in the Complex League this year and now making the turn to full-season ball. 1-2 now to Castillo. Fastball, just missing the plate outside, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. And the pitch. Fouled off his right leg, Castillo will walk it off as the ball actually rolled right back to Luis Avila. He'll get a new one from Lou Albrecht as the count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, 7-2 lead for the Tarpons in the top seventh. Pitch from Avila, fastball hit high in the air, out to shallow center field. Ovriwusu Asidu calls everybody off, makes the running catch for the second out. And more great communication from the Threshers' defense as Bryson Ware went out for that pop-up, but Owusu Asidu quickly made it known that he'd be the one making the play. And he is certainly a glove you can trust out in the field. So two gone in the seventh in Luis Avila's debut. Hans Montero takes a curveball inside, and it's 1-0. Hans walked and scored in the fifth inning. Is 0-for-2 on the day. Struck out in the first and flied out to center in the third. 1-0 turns to 2-0 as the fastball misses inside. 12 pitches so far for Avila. 8 for strikes with one strikeout. After throwing to two batters so far, 2-0 to Montero, fastball whizzes to the inside corner, it's 2-1. So Avila behind in the count for the first time in his Threshers career. As the 2-1 popped up in foul territory, playable for Anthony on the first base side. He goes towards the infield dirt, makes the catch in foul territory for a 1-2-3 seventh inning. So Luis Avila with a nice welcome to Clearwater, struck out his first batter he faced on three pitches, and then sent us to the stretch with a 1-2-3 seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh coming up after the stretch. The Clearwater Threshers trail the Tarpon 7-2.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25,
Children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Threshers fans 55 and older can join our Silver Sharks Club for exclusive deals on tickets and select merchandise. Silver Sharks can also park for free on Wednesday games, so register today at threshersbaseball.com. Raylan Heredia leads off the seventh inning with the Threshers desperate for runs. They trail by 5 in a 7-2 ball game. Bottom of the seventh inning, Aaron Nixon back out for work for the Tampa Tarpons. One hit and a walk between the Threshers due up here in the seventh. Heredia doubled and drove in a run in his previous two plate appearances. He bends away from the inward slider. It's 1-0. Double in the second. Sack fly in the fourth. That drove in a run. As Nixon back out for his third winning of work. One strikeout without an earned run so far in the first two. 1-0-2 Heredia now. Fastball looked at, and it's outside, 2-0. Big homer last night for Heredia really shifted the momentum towards the Threshers. It was came two pitches after Nico Pouaka-Grego drove in their first run of the game on a sacrifice fly. Now the 2-0 to Raylan. Fastball upstairs, and it's 3-0, and the Threshers really could use a leadoff man aboard here in the seventh inning. Nixon walked the first two batters of the fifth, but the Threshers did not get one of them home. 3-0 is the count to Heredia with the bases clear and 0 and out in the bottom seven. Fastball called a strike. Heredia thought that was ball four, and he was ready to head to first, but the count reads 3-1. Ware on deck for the Threshers. Lou Albrecht is in the hole. 3-1 count to Heredia, who has three RBIs in two games this series for Clearwater. 3-1 pitch, way upstairs on the heater. And another leadoff walk issued by Aaron Nixon. So Bryson Ware will come up to the plate with a man on first. Raylan Heredia, a stealing threat on first base. He has stolen three bases this year for the Clearwater Threshers, and he has been caught three times. Bryson Ware is 0 for 2 today, but two well-hit balls. A fly out to right and a line out directly to third baseman back in the second inning. So he is 0 for 2. But the Threshers need some hits right now as he takes a slider outside to make it 1-0. Raylan Heredia has his red sliding mitt on his left hand. 50% steal success rate for the Threshers this season for Heredia. He had three steals in 18 games with the Threshers last season and had seven in the complex last year as the fastball gets inside for a called strike to Ware, 1-1. So Heredia, 6-for-9 in 2 years with the Threshers in stolen bases as he extends his lead off of first. 1-1 to Ware. Fastball inside. It's 2-1. Ware playing shortstop tonight. 209 hitter on the year. Like Heredia, he has four homers and 18 RBIs. Ground ball towards third. It's a base hit into left field. Heredia round second base. He'll take a sharp turn and stop after the single by Bryson Ware. So once again, the Threshers put the first two aboard in the seventh. And Ware's knock is the Threshers' first hit since the fourth. And their first hit that was not ruled a double. Just a ground ball base hit to left. And the Threshers have the ball rolling here in the seventh. Clearwater with five hits today to the Tarpons 9. They trail by 5. 7-2 is the score. Lou Albrecht reached on a walk after going 3-for-5 in Dunedin on April the 17th. He is now 3-for-6 with a walk and a K in his first home game for the Threshers. First pitch to Albrecht, cut on and a foul will tip into the mitt of Tomas Frick. It's 0-1. Albrecht, the catcher, has been on the development list for most of the season for Clearwater. But he has been looking solid at the plate in limited action, really trying to get himself known. Went from Central Arizona College to Washington State for the Washington native. Played five games in the complex last year, went 3-for-8 with an RBI and an 819 OPS. 1-1 the count to Albrecht. As the runners go back, Albrecht takes a fastball at the head. It's 3-1 as that missed for a ball. Or sorry, 2-1. I got the count wrong. 30 pitches so far for Nixon, 15 for strikes, so an even 50%. Two balls, one strike to Albrecht. Two on, no one out. The pitch, curveball up and away. Now it's 3-1. One more ball, and the bases will be loaded for Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Albrecht has walked once already today, and he's got Heredia on second and Ware on first with no one out in the seventh. Nixon, the 3-1. Fastball gets him right on the backside, and the Threshers have the bases loaded. Heredia to third, Ware to second, Albrecht on first as the first three reach in the seventh for the Threshers without an out yet. And coming out of the dugout, it's not James Cooper, it's Preston Claybor, the pitching coach for the Tarpons, sent to talk to his reliever Aaron Nixon while two relievers get warm in the Tarpons' pen. We'll take a look now at the Florida State League, at the Phillies system. Top of the seventh inning for both teams in action in the Phillies system. 4-2 lead for the Sea Dogs over the Fightin' Phils, with former Thresher Tristan Garnett currently on the mound with one on and two outs in the top of the seventh inning. Gene Cabrera has the start and is still going in the top of the seventh inning in Wilmington. But the Nats, high A affiliate, has a 2-0 lead on the Blue Claws in the top of the seventh inning. Just one hit so far for Jersey Shore through six and change. So the Threshers have themselves their best situation of the ball game. Bases loaded, nobody out. And Avery Owusu-Asiedu at the plate. First pitch to Avery. Fastball upstairs. It's 1-0. He walked his last time up. Albrecht is on first. Ware on second. Heredia on third. Threshers trail by five. And the tying run could be in the on-deck circle if Owusu-Asiedu gets aboard. 1-0 the pitch. Popped high and foul. 1-1. Sky has started to darken, so the lights are on around the field in Clearwater. And when it turns tonight here at BayCare Ballpark, the Threshers' offense comes alive. So one ball, one strike. Nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning. 5-run deficit for the Threshers. As the pitch from Nixon. Curveball, sliced foul. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out, and the bases jacked for Owusu-Asiedu. He's 0-for-1 today with a walk already. Nixon, the 1-2 pitch. Popped up high and foul again. Owusu-Asiedu fights off a slider and keeps the at-bat alive with a 1-2 count. Owusu-Asiedu is 3-for-18 against Tampa this season with two RBIs and a chance for more. Time called as Owusu-Asiedu steps out of the box, so the pitch clock is off. One and two is the count. Nobody out, and the base is loaded for Owusu-Asiedu. Nixon fires home. Fastball cut on a miss, and that's the first out of the seventh. Second K of the day for Owusu-Asiedu. It's Nixon's second and the seventh overall for Tarpon's pitching. But that is going to be the end of Aaron Nixon. James Cooper, Tarpon skipper, out of the dugout, and he'll make a call to the bullpen with a double play ball in effect. And Pierce Bennett waiting in the wings for the Clearwater Threshers. Aaron Nixon surrenders the ball to his manager after 2 1/3 innings of work. Bases loaded, one out after this call to the Tarpons pen.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Ocean Gabonia, the new pitcher for the Tarpons, making his fourth appearance against the Threshers so far this season. He was also with Tarpons at the end of the season last year, so he's got some familiarity with these Threshers hitters. First pitch to Pierce Bennett from Gabonia, misses outside, and it's a 1-0 count. Bases loaded for the Threshers' leadoff man, and one out in the seventh inning. Heredia on third, Ware on second, and Albrecht on first, and a 1-0 count to Pierce Bennett. Gabonia coming in with a 1-2 record and an ERA of 5 in 18 prior relief appearances. Coming against the Threshers for the third time. Three runs allowed in 4 2/3 innings, but he has one save and a 5.79 ERA in his two prior appearances. 1-0. Bennett takes a fastball inside on the corner to even the count at 1-1. Bennett 0 for 3 on the day. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth and struck out in the third. One ball, one strike, one out, as Bennett rotates his bat, awaiting Gabonia. Threshers need to make something happen here with the bases juiced in the seventh. 1-1. Foul back by Bennett. It's 1-2. 7-2 the lead for the Tarpons. Threshers with one error and two runs on five hits. Seven runs on nine hits for Tampa with no errors to date. Nixon loaded the bases. He's responsible for the run should they score, as Bennett stays alive by knocking a changeup over the sweeps to keep the count at 1-2. Nixon, 2 1/3 innings, one hit, a potential for three earned runs with one walk and two strikeouts. He won't get a decision no matter what happens in today's game. 1-2 to Bennett now, the pitch. Fastball fouled again by Bennett. Past three pitches knocked foul by Pierce. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Bases are loaded. Heredia, probably the fastest runner of the three aboard. He is on third. Ware is on second with very good speed. And Albrecht, a good runner for a catcher, is on first base with one out in the seventh. 1-2. Outside on the slider. It's 2-2. Last clouds have dissipated here in Clearwater, and the Threshers hoping to make their path to victory a bit clearer with the bases loaded. 2-2 pitch. Ware just gets a piece of it. Another breaking ball fought off by Bennett to keep the count even at 2-2. Bennett a Wake Forest alum, 20th rounder by the Phillies in last year's draft, has played exclusively in left when Bennett in the field for the Threshers. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch, fastball below the knees, and it's 3-2. A walk is as good as a hit, especially with the bases loaded. Raylan Heredia on third. Bryson Ware on second. Lou Albrecht on first. Three balls, two strikes, one out in the seventh. And a big pitch here coming from Ocean Gabonia. Two on the pitch clock. He fires home. Bennett loops one into center field. On coming and not going to get there is Castillo. One run will score as the runners go station to station as Pierce Bennett fights off eight pitches for an RBI single to make it 7-3 in favor of the Tarpons. RBI number 15 on the season for Bennett, doing just enough to get the ball into the outfield. And now load the bases for the tying run, the power-hitting Jordan Vyers. 7-3 is the score. Vyers has one of the Threshers' two grand slams, both of them hit last series here at BayCare Ballpark against Lakeland. He's got Ware on third, and the first pitch misses low and into Vyers, 1-0. He's 0-3. Ware is on third. Heredia scored on the single by Bennett, and Lou Albrecht is on second with Bennett on first base, one out and the base is loaded, 1-0. Swing and a miss. Vyers certainly looking for the home run, it seemed, on that swing, and it's 1-1. 1-1, one strike, one out, 7-3 the lead, and the Threshers with the tying run at the dish. Vyers had four home runs 2 weeks ago when the Threshers were last at BayCare Ballpark. Fastball low and outside, but it's a called strike two to the Threshers' DH. 1-1, two strikes, one out, and the bases loaded here in the seventh. One run already across for the Threshers, and they need as many as they can get. Vyers will step out of the box as Gabonia quickly steps off and on the pitcher's mound. Finley in the stands leading slow claps. Now the 1-2. Lifted high in the air, deep out to right field. Montero is going to catch it at the warning track for the second out. Ware sprinting home, and he scores on the sacrifice fly. Not a grand slam, but a run still scores. It's 7-4 Tarpons. RBI number 29 for Jordan Vyers on a fly ball caught at the warning track. And a ball lifted that high out to right field will always raise the hairs on one's arm. But that one just deep enough for a sack fly in the second out of the seventh inning. Two gone, tying run remains at the plate for Devin Saltabon, who is due 0-3 today. The strikeout fly out and a pop out in the first, fourth, and sixth innings. Albrecht on second. On first base is Bennett with two away in the seventh inning. 7-4 is the score in favor of the Tarpons. Fastball in for a called strike to Saltabon. It's 0-1. Six homers this year for Devin. Four have come here at BayCare Ballpark. And almost all of his home runs have come in the sixth inning or later. 0-1. Taken high and foul the other way. First baseman sprints towards it, and Hasso unable to get there. It's 0-2. Five of Saltabon's six home runs have come in the sixth inning or later. O-2 now to Saltabon. Two outs, two on. And that ball gets away from the catcher. Each runner will move up a base as Albrecht heads to third, and walking over to second is Pierce Bennett on the wild pitch by Gabonia. So it's a 1-2 count to Saltabon, staying alive on the wild breaker. Now two runners in scoring position. A single could put the Threshers within one, but Saltabon remains the tying run with plenty of power. One ball, two strikes, two outs, three-run deficit for the Threshers here in the seventh. Gabonia, the pitch. Hit in the air, out to right field. Playable for Montero. He comes in, reaches with two hands, and makes the grab to end the seventh inning. So the Threshers, not as productive as I'm sure they would have liked to be, but two runs will reduce the deficit just enough. Two runs, two hits for Clearwater, no errors, two men left aboard, and we head into the eighth. Threshers 4, Tarpon 7.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
On the final Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers transform into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game, support a local pet charity, and see the specialty Beach Dog jerseys in action. Our next Beach Dogs night is June the 28th versus the Bradenton Marauders. Threshers have two runs in that seventh inning. They trail 7-4, but a much more manageable deficit as we are in the eighth inning. Luis Avila showed great stuff in his first inning with the Threshers, but starts off Willie Montero with a fastball low to make it 1-0. 7-4 the score, Threshers being out hit 9-6, and Clearwater with the game's only error. 1-0, hard line drive, foul down the left field line. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. The pitch from Avila. Curveball misses upstairs, and it's 2-1. Montero, a couple key defensive plays, but he had an RBI double and a run in the fifth. 1-for-3 on the day is Willie. He slices a fastball foul. Count falls even at 2-2. Avila deals, 2-2, up and in, chin music, but avoided by Willie Montero to fill up the count at 3-2. He'll be followed by Kobe Morales and Tomas Frick as the bottom of the order is slated to start the eighth for the Tarpons. Payoff pitch coming from Avila. Fastball popped up, playable in foul territory on the first base line. Anthony, with plenty of room towards the wall, makes the catch on a slow jog for the first out of the eighth inning. And Avila has done nothing but initiate weak contact off the mound. Two pop-ups to first base in foul territory comprise his first four outs as a Clearwater Thresher. Avila looking like he'll be a valuable addition, to the Threshers' bullpen. First four batters he has retired in order, and Kobe Morales is 0-3 tonight. He's at the plate. Takes a look at a fastball outside, and it's 1-0. Avila with a 1-0 count on Morales. Sets from the stretch. He fires home. Fastball inside. It's 2-0. Morales struck out in the second and has flyouts in back-to-back frames. In the third, he flied out to right. In the fifth, he flied out to center. 2-0 count now, though, to Kobe Morales, the first baseman and corner outfielder for the Tarpons. Fastball upstairs, it's 3-0. One homer, 27 RBIs on the year for Morales, who has played in the outfield in both games against the Threshers this week. Three balls, no strikes, the count, one gone in the eighth. The pitch, get me over heater on the inner half of the plate. It's 3-1. 95 on the gun from Avila. And at 21, he can probably add more velocity to that heater. 3-1 to Morales, the pitch, fastball. Looked like it was letter high, but that's ball four. And Morales is the first base runner allowed by Luis Avila. That'll bring up Tomas Frick, who is 0-for-3 on the day. He's struck out in each of his last two plate appearances, and he's up with a man on first and one out in the eighth. 7-4 the lead for the Tarpons, with Morales a threat to steal on first. First pitch is taken for a called strike by Frick. Curveball on the inside corner, and it's an 0-1 count. Morales on first has 13 steals for the Tarpons in 15 attempts this season. Fastball upstairs, it's 1-1. He also was 0-for-1 in stolen bases in 10 games for Tampa last year after he made his debut following his 18th round selection in last year's draft. Curveball low, it's a 2-1 count now to Tomas Frick, who grounded out to the pitcher in the second inning when Micah Ottenbright was still going. And he struck out in the fourth and fifth innings. Morales dancing around on first with an almost too big lead. Gets back in the nick of time on a head-first slide back to first base ahead of the Keaton Anthony tag. Two balls, one strike the count. 7-4 lead for the Tarpons here in the eighth inning. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the fastball was Frick, and it's 2-2. Morales all thought about heading to second. Would have mattered as the fastball sliced foul by Frick. It stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Avila, the pitch. Curveball just missing upstairs, and it's 3-2. Morales has been itching to try for a steal. So we'll see if he goes with one out and a full count on his catcher, Tomas Frick. Three balls, two strikes. Morales with a short lead off of first. He stays put, and the fastball fouled back to the backstop. We stay at 3-2. Three-run deficit for the Threshers. They're trying to keep the Tarpons at bay with seven runs in the first five innings for Tampa. Payoff pitch again is Avila. Sent from the stretch. Ball locked and loaded in his tan glove. Sets the belt. Payoff pitch. High fly ball deep out to left field. Ball still climbing as Bennett goes back to the warning track. Leaps up to make the grab for the second out of the eighth inning. A towering fly ball by Tomas Frick, but it didn't have the distance as Bennett made the grab for the second out in the eighth inning. Two gone for Emmanuel Tejeda, who has reached in all but one of his four plate appearances, 1-for-2 on the day, single, walk, and two runs scored. Also was hit by a pitch in the second inning. He hits a soft line drive out to left center field. Wusuwasidu makes the grab on the run, and the runner is stranded at first base. So Avery Wusuwasidu flashing the weather. Luis Avila with a two-inning scoreless Threshers debut, leaving one man stranded on an eighth-inning walk. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Threshers put up two in the seventh. We'll see what they can do in the eighth when we come back.
Do you like tacos?
How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate Father's Day with an exclusive Blue Threshers hat giveaway. Make sure to arrive early on Sunday, June 16th, to get your hat, because gates open at 11 a.m. for a noon first pitch. Presented by Crime Stoppers of Pinellas County on Father's Day, June 16th. Sinking fastball misses inside to Anthony, almost clipped him. But it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers' first baseman, who's 1-for-3 with a double and a run so far. Ocean Gabonia back out after coming in for mop-up duty on instead of Aaron Nixon. And the cutter gets in for a called strike, 1-1. So Nixon has now a complete line, 2 1/3 innings, with two runs allowed on one hit and a walk and two strikeouts. Anthony swings and misses on the sinker, and he'll walk around the batter's circle as he calls time. 1-2, the count to Keaton, who has tied Nico Pauaca-Grego for the Threshers' longest hit streak of a season with that fourth inning double. 8 straight games with a knock for Keaton Anthony. He is 12 for his last 28, hitting just under .500 over his last 8. 1-2, the count to Anthony. And the pitch. Tap foul. That's going to bounce off the net next to Threshers' dugout. And the count stays at 1-2. It'll be the heart of the Threshers' order in the eighth. Anthony, Pauaca-Grego, and Heredia, which has been the most successful do-up for the Threshers this game. 1-2 is hammered high in the air, deep out to left field. Back goes Morales at the wall, and it's out of here. Keaton Anthony goes bang with a solo home run in the eighth inning. His third of the season. And the solo shot put the Threshers within 2. 7-5 the scoreboard as Anthony sends a no-doubter out to the tiki bar in left field. And the Threshers now trail by 2. Take another look. That ball was sky high in the air. And nothing you could do but watch that one go. 2 runs down are the Threshers. They have trailed by as much as 5. And have not taken a lead to this point. 1 run already across in the eighth inning. And Nico Pauaca-Grego comes up, fouls off a slider to make it 0-1. He's 2-for-3 today, 2 extra base hits, both doubles, and a run scored. Oh, 1 the count to Nico, who has 14 ribbies on the season. He sends a high fly ball out to left field. This one a lot easier for Morales. He camps underneath it and makes the catch for the first out in the eighth inning. But another towering fly ball coming from the Threshers' bats. So 1 gone as Pauaca-Grego is retired. Now Raylan Heredia coming up to the plate. 1-for-1 today. Hit a double in the second. A sacrifice fly in the fourth for his 18th RBI of the season. And he walked and scored in the seventh. Takes a cut fastball inside to make it 1-0. 7-5 now the score. The Threshers have been steadily chipping away, but they have one out in the eighth, so they need to make that progress a bit more rapid. 1-1 to Heredia as the cutter tacks the inside corner. Gabonia deals. Fastball sliced the other way and foul over the big shark club in right. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out to Raylan Heredia. One run already across in the bottom eighth. The Threshers trail by two. The pitch hammered on a line into the gap in right center field. That's going to fall for extra bases. Heredia sprints around first, and he'll head to second as that ball hits off the wall. He's not stopping. Heredia comes to third, stands up with a triple, and the tying run will come to the plate with one out in the eighth inning. Raylan Heredia with a three-bagger out to right center field, and the Clearwater Threshers are in business here in the eighth. Hung one over the middle, did Gabonia, and Heredia took it the other way for his first triple of the season. Now a Bryson Ware home run could tie this game. 7-5 the score in the eighth inning. The Threshers, who trailed by as much as seven last night, have been down by as much as four, or as much as five here tonight. It was 7-2 heading into the seventh inning, as Ware takes a fastball to make it 1-0. He singled and scored in the seventh, and Ware is 1-3. Third triple of the year for Heredia, and now the 1-0 to Ware is outside on the cutter, 2-0. Heredia now tied for seventh in the league with his third triple. Has him on third, infield back with one out for Ware, but he has no designs of bunting. 2-0 from Gabonia. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 2-1. Heater coming in at 95 from Ocean Gabonia. Two one to Ware. Tap foul, and it's 2-2. Ware steps back in, 1-3 with a run today, facing a 2-2 count here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Threshers team never really out of a game. 2-2 to Bryson. Fastball low and away, it's 3-2, and the count's full. Heredia will stay on third, but another ball could potentially put the tying run at first base with one out in the eighth inning. Payoff pitch coming to Ware. One out in the eighth. One man aboard. 3-2. Hammered on a line. Base hit into left field. Raylan Heredia will walk home, and the Threshers are within one with the tying run aboard first base. RBI number 19 for Bryson Ware, and the Threshers now trail 7-6. Great piece of hitting by Ware. Didn't try to do too much. The ball was in the strike zone, so he hacked it into left field. 19th ribby of the season for Bryson Ware, and now Lou Albrecht, in just his second game as a Thresher, comes up to the plate representing the go-ahead run in a game that the Threshers have trailed since a 3-0 first inning. Fastball in for a called strike to Albrecht, and it's 0-1. Ware on first, an 0-1 count to Albrecht, who's 0-1, struck out in the second, but he walked in the fifth and was hit by a pitch in the seventh. Bryson Ware with a short leadoff first as Albrecht corkscrews a sinking fastball foul. It's 0-2 as that ball lands in the seats behind the first base dugout. 0-2, the count for Albrecht, who had three hits and five at-bats against Dunedin in his first career game for the Threshers. Now the 0-2. Fastball low and away. It's 1-2. He's reached in both games for the Threshers. A hit here would really help Clearwater's cause as Ware runs well. Six steals and 11 attempts for Bryson, who slinks towards second in a big lead off of first. Pickoff attempt not in time as Ware back without a tag from Dylan Hasse. So a 1-2 count to Albrecht, one out in the eighth and one run already across. Threshers have put up runs in each of the last two innings, or two runs already across here in the eighth, I should say. 1-2. Fastball called strike three as that one goes right down the plate. And Albrecht down looking for the second time. So now Avery Wusu-Asidu becomes the go-ahead run. And this should be it for Ocean Gabonia. Tying run on first in Bryson Ware. And a go-ahead run with a home run at BayCare Ballpark already this season. Avery Wusu-Asidu is 0 for 2 with a walk. He will bat against the new Tarpons pitcher when we return. Bottom of the eighth, Threshers trail 7-6 with one on and two outs.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, June 28th, all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Chris Bowe, the new pitcher for the Tarpons, starts Avery Wusu-Asidu with a sinker that he fouls off to make it 0-1. 7-6 is the lead for Tampa, and that lead has grown more and more tenuous with each passing inning. Two runs in the seventh, two runs already in the eighth with a tying run at first with two outs. 0-1 to Wusu-Asidu, and the ball gets away from the catcher. Ware will take a slight jog to second base, and now the tying run is in scoring position with a 1-1 count. And Ware has good enough speed that if Wusu-Asidu just gets a single, that could tie the game. One ball, one strike, and two outs to Wusu-Asidu as Chris Bowe trots back to the mound. He is pitching against the Threshers for the third time this season and 17th time total, 1-1 record with a 2.88 ERA and 25 innings of work. 1-1 is the count to Wusu-Asidu. Swings and misses at the slider, and it's 1-2. Against the Threshers, Bowe has allowed two runs on three hits in two innings, four walks and two Ks with three hits against Clearwater in two prior games back in Tampa. Now the 1-2 count to Wusu-Asidu, two homers and 14 ribbies on the year. Tying run on second, and now the 1-2. Breaking ball low and away, count even to 2-2 on the slider from Bowe. So Gabonia can't get a decision today. He is responsible for the man on third, or on second, excuse me, four hits so far, two runs allowed, and a strikeout. The 2-2 fouled back, and Wusu-Asidu stays alive as the slider hits off the net. Two balls, two strikes remain the count. Tying run on second. All we need is a single from Avery Wusu-Asidu to tie this game up. 2-2 pitch. Fastball low and away, and the count runs full. A 96-mile-an-hour sinker by Chris Bowe. We'll see if Ware heads for third on the payoff pitch. He has six steals in 11 attempts this season. Three balls, two strike. Ware stays put. Payoff hit on a line to the second baseman. It's fumble. Quick throw to first base just in time as George Lombard Jr. recovers on a hard hit line drive by Owusu Asidu. That ends the eighth inning. The Threshers strand the tying runner, but get within one run thanks to Keaton Anthony's solo home run and Bryson Ware's RBI single. Two runs, three hits, no errors. One man left aboard as we head to the ninth. 7-6 is the score here in Clearwater. Tarpons lead.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Stick around after the game this Saturday, June 15th, for the best fireworks show in town. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday for the 6:30 first pitch. Jonathan Petit in the ninth inning for the Threshers, trailing by 1-7-6 as George Lombard is started off with a fastball upstairs, 1-0 the count. 7-6 the score for Tampa. Nine hits apiece as the Threshers have scored two runs in the seventh and eighth innings. 1-0 to Lombard is a fastball low for a called strike. Excuse me, count evens at 1-1. Two shutout innings in the debut for Luis Avila. One walk, one strikeout. He won't get a decision. Fastball low, it's 2-1. Heater hits 94 from Jonathan Petit. It'll be Lombard, Arias, and Hasso to lead off the ninth as Lombard swings and misses underneath a fastball to even the count at 2-2. Petit is making his 11th appearance of the season, 10th out of the bullpen for the Threshers, 18 and a third innings of work with a 5.40 ERA, 17 walks, and 9 strikeouts. Almost entirely out of the pen for Petit, who pitched mostly as a starter last year. 2-2 fouled back by Lombard as it goes over the stadium and out of play. Two-two now from Petit. Nobody out yet in the ninth. The pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Upstairs, Heater gets Lombard to go. Strikeout number one for Petit and number 12 for the Threshers staff. Seven from Ottenbright, three from Bortka, one from Avila, and this one here from Jonathan Petit. Beautiful high heat to fool the first rounder Lombard into his second strikeout. That'll bring up Roderick Arias, who has alternated between RBIs and strikeouts as he takes a fastball for ball number one. RBI knock in the first, and he scored. Struck out on a drop third strike in the second as he fouls back a fastball to even the count 1-1. Two-run shot in the fourth inning and a strikeout in the sixth. Now there is one out in the ninth and a 1-1 count to Roderick Arias, middle infielder, rated as the Yankees' number 4 prospect on MLB.com. 1-1, fastball upstairs, and it's 2-1. 7-6 is the lead for the Tarpons. They were up by as much as 5 runs, taking a 7-2 lead into the 7th before the Threshers score 2 in the 7th and 8th. Sinking fastball in for a called strike 2, and it's a 2-2 count now. To Roderick Arias. Petit, the 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. High fastball again as Jonathan Petit rockets the heat up to 95 for his second straight strikeout to start off the 9th inning with 2 down. The fastball is wildly improved from Jonathan Petit there, and Arias could do nothing about that one. Letter high fastball, and Arias couldn't bring the swing around. So 2 gone in the 9th for Dylan Hasso, who has struck out in each of his last 2 at-bats after a double and a single in the first 2 frames. Slider in for a called strike despite bouncing out of the glove of Lou Albrecht. 2 RBIs already for Hasso, also 2 strikeouts as he is 2-for-4, facing an 0-1 count with 2 outs in the 9th. 7-6 the lead for the Tarpons as Petit fires the 0-1. Slider just misses outside, and it's 1-1. Part of a 3-pitch mix for Petit. Typically a fastball slider guy, and a work in the change every once in a while, will a 23-year-old out of Venezuela. Swing and a miss on another fastball. Fastest pitch I have seen Petit throw at 96 miles an hour. That makes it 1-2. Striking out the side would certainly give the Threshers some momentum. And he does it. Swing and a miss for strike 3 on back-to-back 96-mile-an-hour fastballs from Jonathan Petit. 3 up, 3 swinging strikeouts on the way down in the 9th inning as Jonathan Petit strikes out the side to bring us to last chance in the bottom of the 9th inning. 7-6 the score. Threshers coming up to bat to try and win it.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the order to lead off the bottom of the 9th for the Threshers. Chris Bowe in trying for a 4-out save. With Pierce Bennett, Jordan Viers, and Devin Saltabon to lead off the 9th for the Threshers. 7-6 the score as Bennett takes the first pitch fastball upstairs to make it 1-0. Top of the Threshers order in the 9th. Bennett had an RBI single in the 7th, and he's 1-for-4. 1-0. Fastball below the knees. It's 2-0. Tying run is at the plate for Clearwater. Bennett has a ribby today, and a game-tying home run for his first career long ball would look pretty good. 2-0. Fastball inside. Now it's 3-0. But the Threshers just need base runners. One run separates the two teams, and Clearwater has put up two in the seventh and eighth innings to bring this into a one-run game from a five-run deficit. 3-0 to Bennett. Fastball just in for a strike. Bennett, and I did, thought it was 3-1. Thought it was ball four, and it turns into 3-1. Three balls, one strike. The pitch to Bennett. Fastball, that's definitely a strike on the outside corner, 3-2. Full count to Bennett. Threshers looking to put the leadoff man on to start the ninth as they try to avoid a second straight loss as Bennett hits a fly ball foul over the big shark club in right field, and it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes to Bennett. He is a fighter at the dish. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, and there's the first out of the ninth. First strikeout for Bo. And there's one out in the ninth inning to bring up Jordan Viers. Jordan Viers, the last time he was in a game-tying situation for the Threshers, he hit a solo home run. That was against Bradenton at the end of April, as Viers takes a called strike, 0-1. Swing and a miss on the fastball, it's 0-2. Seven-6 the lead for Tampa, an 0-2 count on Viers, and a good matchup for the lefty hitter against a hard-throwing righty in Chris Bowe. Viers with a tremendous amount of power at the plate. And the 0-2, swing and a miss. There's strike three. 97 on the sinker. And a three-pitch K brings up the second out in the ninth inning. Two away now for Devin Saltabon, who represents the last chance for the Threshers. 0-4 for the third straight game is Saltabon. And him getting on would bring up maybe the hottest hitter on the Threshers team right now in Keaton Anthony, who is on deck for the Threshers. Two gone in the ninth. And a pitch to Saltabon. Fastball inside for a called strike, 0-1. Two flyouts, a pop-up, and a K for Saltabon. But he is second on the Threshers team with six home runs. So plenty of pop on the bat here. 0-1, almost got him. Jumps out of the way of an inside fastball, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike to Saltabon. Threshers just need a hit to keep this inning going. Fastball up and away, but a called strike, and the fans do not like it. 1-1, two strikes, and the Threshers down to their final strike, trailing 7-6 in the bottom of the ninth inning. They have completed four of the five-run comeback with four runs over the past two frames. 1-2. Bouncing breaking ball, 2-2. Threshers fighting to stay alive here in the ninth. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bo deals. Foul tip, and we do it again. Saltabon with a nice piece of that baseball to keep alive at 2-2. Sinker coming in at 96 from Chris Bo. Threshers looking to avoid dropping the first two games of this series against the last place Tarpons. 2-2. Popped up, and that's going to go behind the plate and foul. That'll reach the seats. We stay at 2-2. Couple of fans around the parks with their rally caps on for the Threshers. We just need to get Saltabon on base to keep this ninth inning going. 2-2, late swing and a slow chopper up the middle to short. Arias, the throw to first, and he's tagged out at first base to end the game. It looked like the throw got away from the first baseman Hasso, but he held on just enough to make the tag for the final out as the Threshers go down in order in the ninth, and fall 7-6 for their fourth straight loss. Longest losing streak of the season for the Clearwater Threshers, and they can't complete the comeback for the second straight night. 7-6 is the final score, and with Lakeland sitting idly by, the Threshers have lost ground and have lost the first two games of this series. They are two games behind Lakeland. They have seven games to go. The Flying Tigers still have nine games to go in the first half of the season. Aaron Nixon gets the win. Micah Ottenbright the loss. Chris Bowe the save. As we'll give you a quick recap of tonight's action before we head home for the night on a 7-6 final score in nine full innings. The Tarpons got the scoring started in the first inning. Three runs in the first frame for Tampa, and it didn't start off looking good for the Clearwater Threshers. First four Tarpons recorded a hit in the top of the first inning. After that, Ottenbright settled down pretty well, but it was the second when the Threshers got their rally started. Nico Puaca-Grego and Raylan Heredia each traded one out doubles in the second inning. And then Puaca-Grego scored on a wild pitch by Tampa starter Ryan Harvey to plate the Threshers' first run. As a wide, that we take a look at that wild pitch, just right back to the backstop. Easy pickings for Puaca-Grego. Then a two-hole run home run in the fourth inning by Roderick Arias. But the Threshers came back with one run of their own in the fourth inning. Another pair of doubles. Keaton Anthony and Nico Puaca-Grego trading two baggers, and a sacrifice fly from Raylan Heredia followed up this high arcing double by Nico Puaca-Grego going all the way out to the right field wall that Anthony was stopped at third base. He ended up scoring on a sacrifice fly by Raylan Heredia out to deep left, and that brought the Threshers back within three at 5-2. Two more runs were added in inning number five for the Tarpons, and it looked pretty bleak after that. 7-2 the score, and that score held into the seventh inning after a fantastic debut by Luis Avila. In the seventh inning, Heredia led off the seventh with a walk, and Bryson Ware followed him up with a single. Lou Albrecht was hit by a pitch from Ocean Gabonia, or from Aaron Nixon to load the bases before Pierce Bennett singled in Heredia. Jordan Viers then followed with a sacrifice fly to plate Ware from third and cut the deficit to 7-4 after the seventh inning. Easy score for Heredia, or for Ware, excuse me, on the Viers sacrifice fly. Fourth pitch of the eighth inning, Keaton Anthony went deep with a solo home run. His first at BayCare Ballpark and third of the season after he hit two last week against the Bradenton Marauders. Then Heredia followed with a one-out triple going all the way to right field. He was thinking three the whole way, never stopped, and came into third standing up. Then Ware scored Heredia on a single to put the Threshers within one at 7-6. And Jonathan Petit then struck out the side in the top of the ninth inning to give the Threshers a nice-looking chance in the home half, but they went down in order and ended the ball game in a 7-6 loss. Threshers have dropped four straight for the first time since August and September of 2023. Ottenbright, his fourth loss. Nixon, his second win. Bowe, his first save. And that ends tonight action. Threshers looking for their first win of the series tomorrow. Now they have dropped the first two against Tampa, as they will return to BayCare Ballpark. 5:30, the gates open. 6:30 is first pitch, and the starters are not yet known. We will sign off for the night. Thank you very much for tuning in to tonight's broadcast as the Threshers fell 7-6 to the Tampa Tarpons. My name is Josh Sperber, and on behalf of the best production crew in baseball from the Threshers Broadcast Network, thank you for tuning in. We hope we'll see you tomorrow, but until then, enjoy your Wednesday night.